L.
Hi.
You find yourself once again in a dark place. It's because there's a cape wrapped around your head. Someone pulls the cape off. And this is super relevant to you because you're an alligator. And being blinded caused you to go into an inert state. But now you're free. Your best friend is directly in front of you and your worst enemy is sitting on your back. What do you do?
I podcast Magic Missile.
Seems good. Dan, da, dan, dan.
Souls of Steel!
You know, I wish Brad had recorded that for me. It's too late now, but Brad was gonna... I asked Brad, like, how hard is it to sing like Def Leppard? And he goes, context. And he's like, well, we need a little jingle for the beginning of our podcast with Souls of Steel, and we would really... Because, you know, it sounds like such an 80s band, like, line. We really wanted him to be like, Souls of Steel! And he was like, I could do it.
I don't see why it's too late to go and edit the MP3s. I mean, maybe some few people will have missed it, but it would then be changed for all of posterity.
Well, but yeah, we have to, you know, like, get the recording made. Does anyone here feel like they could do it? If sufficiently close to a microphone? Oh, you look like you're thinking hard. No.
I could pick out a guitar while someone did it, but I can't play guitar, so really ignore that.
All right. Badger! Strike! Tag Badger.
I wanna be it.
Tag.
Yay, I'm it. Yeah, now you're it.
Also heart.
Oh.
Heart.
It should be off.
Because you're heartless.
I am. I think I am the most heartless of everyone here.
Alright. Strike. Let's see. Oh, right, I have to name another thing for you. I'm actually pretty happy to see your fire today.
All right.
Just whip that fire right out and show it to me. I'd love to see some fire. Rocket, you don't like Strike.
What were you last week?
I was Brains and Steel last week. I've yet to have Style, I think.
Yeah?
No.
Is that a hint?
Well, that was just a note. And I've also had a lot of brains.
I'll do it if you don't.
Let's see you do something gutsy. Or seduce someone. Your choice.
Or manipulate.
You do both. All three.
Or seduce.
All right. So, Badger.
What are you going to tag on my second
thing? Oh, yeah, I got to tag a second thing for you. Let's see. You know what? Let's see your fire. Okay. I just want to start a big old fight.
Let's see. What have you not been doing besides anything I say?
I have subbed out Steel. Last week I was Heart and Fire.
Right, because all your stuff was Steel. You just put over the fire.
Well, half of it.
Okay.
I still theoretically could stand firm, but that's it.
You know what? I'm going to hit you on Brains.
Brains? Oh, shit.
I'm being a bad person.
What, are your brains bad or something?
Yep.
That's a weird thing for a mechanic.
It's kind of awesome.
Just, he's an intuitive.
Just gotta feel it. Mm-hmm. It's like an orc.
No, you just it all goes together. It's obvious.
Makes me think a little bit of Eliza, actually.
I hate the word obvious.
I mean, not that Eliza was dumb, like, just the way Eliza worked with that.
Dear Eliza, dear Eliza. So, we're getting your brains. Let me see your heart this week.
Oh, man.
Brains and heart.
My worst stat and my ex-worst stat.
Which leaves us with Starfish. So your only rival is Badger, huh?
Yes.
Look at that. Oh, you actually haven't tagged someone yet, so this actually did work.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
I think you are going to do...
Started out with nice one in Brains and Heart. And they're both tagged today.
Let's see Steel. All right. Steel as a cucumber.
If it makes you feel any better, I think you do have the most heart of the party.
Mm. That's true. That's because I've raised it by two.
Have any of your things not been tagged yet?
Style.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to tag your style then, and I guess we're going to have a more stylish session because we've been...
Do anything with style, though?
We've been style light for a while.
Hold on.
Style is do something gutsy.
And seduce or manipulate.
Okay, because so it would be only seduce or manipulate.
Why, you do something gutsy with something else?
Go with Steel, yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, you don't have to.
Well, I'll just take it and try to be stylish. I am happy to try and do it.
All right. I can think of at least one person you can seduce or manipulate.
Oh, God.
Jessica the Worm. I'm not really female, you realize.
But you are.
Is that right?
You are way, flexible.
In the sense that, I mean, I guess I can lay eggs. That's something your females do, right?
I like your inner beauty, Jessica.
Aww. I can only assume the same of you.
I have to tunnel through your innards first before I can figure it out.
So when last we left our heroes, you guys had recently crawled into a giant worm building. So some of you have already experienced this to a degree. You were in the worm building in your mech, experiencing being extruded through a tube. And you were in it in your mech, and then also in it outside of a mech, so you've probably gotten fairly used to sphincter travel. This is going to be a new experience for you guys. So, had you guys actually climbed aboard, or had you just said, yeah, you know what, fuck it, we're doing this? Because I remember full scrap. I don't remember if that was the last word.
I think an explanation of full scrap was, but I do believe we boarded the worm, or we're in the process of boarding it.
Okay. So, the way this works, and for those who, you know, like everyone gets informed, we're going to do a little bit of a non-real-time advancement, unless anybody wants to do something in real-time, in which case, stop me. Okay? So, but everyone is informed gradually of the way this works, that Jessica is in a neural gland somewhere near the, about two-thirds of the way up the worm's body. Actually, it's probably closer to the top than that. So let's call it like 80% of the worm's body. Where it gives her sensory immersion in the worm, very much like, your diving experience in Freddy. So it's essentially just a mech. Only its capabilities are not exactly combat based. It's mostly good for crawling, and, it also has a tremendous amount of, you're given to believe, internal awareness, so it can feel where things are in its various sacs and veins. It does have, it's a living thing, and it has its own, like, functional circulatory system and everything like that. Very little in the way of a brain. It is not really aware. It's not a moral patient as far as the worms are concerned, which means it's damn sure not a moral patient as far as any of y'all are concerned.
Like if a cow was a school bus.
Yeah.
Or a cat was a school bus?
I was about to say, cat bus.
People like cats more than cows, though.
And worms, generally.
However, that said, it is still a living thing with a anatomy that has some load-bearing structures, so to speak. It has a heart and a circulatory system. It respirates through its skin, so, you know, it needs to be exposed. It needs to be in aerated soil. Like a worm. So they tell you guys, you know, they're used to handling things that are soft, or at least that can retract their spines. Something like Freddy, who I think had, you know, Freddy has sharp plates on him, but he can, as long as he's going head first, he can get sucked through a tube. And you know, it's a tight squeeze when you're moving through between membranes in this thing. But he won't cut it because it's moving, you know, with the scales instead of against the scales. For the three of y'all, that might be a little bit trickier. So for the time being, they're keeping you in what basically passes for the mouth. It's a large vacuole up at the top of the worm. Or at least that's where they're keeping your mechs. But your bodies can pass easily down into the deeper recesses of the worm. Keeping masks on is probably a good play, but the Jessica assures you that the internal atmosphere of the worm can be filtered to keep the electroplasm out and just feed you a good human breathing mix of oxygen and nitrogen. So, you guys load everything in. I guess the jeeps will be converted back into rocket form. Oh, we actually said that already.
Yes,
the jeep's reassembled into the rocket so that the worm could swallow them. So it's kind of got a big bulbous section in the middle where the rocket is. That's been moved down towards the end of the worm. Which is probably like, I'm thinking at least 200 feet long. Because what did we say? It was like 40 feet wide? So that would be a pretty stumpy critter. That would be more maggot-shaped than worm-shaped. So actually, it probably is much, much longer than that. It's probably like over 1,000 feet long. Maybe even coming up on half a mile. But much of that area is not, like, the wherever you guys go, it inflates when it's underground, so you should be able to be more or less comfortable without it taking up too much space on, without it having to punch too big a hole in the ground. So, who makes themselves a problem first?
Why are you looking at me? No, honestly, I'm just going to sit in the mouth with my mask on. I don't want to go deeper into this thing.
Okay.
Gross. So, if I'm by myself, I can't imagine being much of a problem.
Do you notice this?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I keep wanting to make people make perception checks. I guess it's wrap your head around a problem.
Okay. That's six.
Okay. Well, you're fairly comfortable in the mouth. They even, make it open up a little bit so that you can see out. For the time being, the worm is probably not going anywhere until you guys really, get a... Or did you guys have a heading before?
Were we heading towards... Then we get a exact coordinates from...
The fist?
Apollo's fist, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we also have a problem of a whole bunch of zingers heading our way, so we're more probably... loading and retreating very rapidly.
Okay. Well, then I guess there's not much of a view, because it's going to be burrowing.
Mm-hmm.
The handy thing about this, of course, is that it travels in a subterranean manner, so, you know, that's an excellent camouflage. There are a couple of marines up there in the mouth, the non-injured marines, that can keep you company. I guess there'll be a couple of, not yet named marines. Rocket, what do you do?
I think I want to, talk. I thought I had names from down here. Talk to Starfish.
Okay.
Starfish,
what are you doing?
I am probably checking to make sure that the worm status is pretty good, because all these people are coming on board, and it's probably nervous. Because, I mean, it's normal to have people go on as its job, but, I mean, these are humans, and they probably smell weird and taste weird.
Well, Jessica assures you that the worm itself really doesn't care. It knows only what she makes it know, or it doesn't appreciate things on its own right. It's really just a matter of things occurring to her, and frankly, she's pretty jazzed. As long as, she can stay in the control node. She'll probably be pretty good. She's not you've impressed upon her that it's probably not super safe for her to attempt to interact directly with any of, your crew. Do you maybe want to keep her to yourself a little bit? Being the go-between certainly puts you in a position of value and control that you're not used to.
I mean, yes, but also just because I don't want people to hurt her.
Okay.
I don't necessarily want them to know what she is. So.
Incidentally, for the record, what are you telling them then?
Probably that she's a human local who was a defector, former defector.
Who's defecting back.
Defecting?
Yes.
She can still only speak to you. The implant that they placed in your brain allows you to communicate with worms on their own terms. But the communications that you guys use between the communications that you have with Freddy are more on the same wave, but the communications that you guys have, even when you're plugged in mentally, are not the same language. So you can't really talk to her directly, even if you were to unless you were to take on, the appropriate implant, which who's to say if this worm is even equipped with that hardware? I mean, it's something that makes sense at a medical school. It's not something that necessarily makes sense in any old building. So, where are you then?
I think I'm probably I want to talk to Strike.
Okay. Well, so you're looking for Starfish.
Mm-hmm.
Starfish is looking for Strike.
We can have a dialogue! dog!
That's a good thing, because I'm looking to get myself wired into the robot so I can assess the tactical situation.
Wired into
the worm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then you will probably be, let's see here now. Did you know before what the rough anatomy of the worm is? I guess you didn't, because when you found the control node in the other one and killed it, that was like, oh, hey, I figured out how to kill them.
If I remember correctly, Yanni just found the place that had the most electro-sponge activity.
All right.
Blew it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to probably talk to Starfish about this. Right now, you're probably just in a vacuole with pretty much the rest of the crew. I mean, you guys don't have a super big crew. So a chamber has been opened adjacent to the mouth where the mechs are being kept that you, like, can move around, you can walk around in it. It's actually kind of neat because the chamber is free floating, so as the worm dives, the walls of the place you're in rotate, so you can kind of see the rest of the worm, you know, through the translucent skin moving around you, but you guys stay upright, and it's actually a somewhat unsettlingly smooth ride. So you're looking for Strike. So you'll just come out of a wall.
Yep. Like, Starfish, just the person I want to speak to.
And Rocket, I guess, said you'd be in there too, so.
Okay.
Same person you want to look for.
Hey.
So, Starfish, I need to get a handle on the technical situation, so I'm going to need you to take me to the person controlling the worm mech.
Well, that would be Jessica. She is up in the control node. I would not go in there, though. I don't think your body would be able to handle it.
What causes you to believe that, Starfish?
Well, I mean, you'd have to have, you know, you don't have any mice bits.
True, but I do have the interconnective hardware, and I'm sure I could jury-rig something to at least give me access to the technical situation right now.
It's a little different. It's not operating its whole own language system. I don't even know if you could breathe in there.
Well, we've got the breathers. Shouldn't be too much trouble.
Excellent point from Rocket.
I don't know.
And if it can control the atmosphere here, I don't see why it couldn't do it in the control chamber.
Well, because then it might hurt Jessica, so... I mean, I wanna...
I didn't think the mice were negatively impacted by our atmosphere.
Well, I mean, but she's in there, you bust in, stuff happens.
Not busting in, wouldn't she grant us access? I mean, she is a human defector, isn't she?
Well, I mean, granting access is different. It's not just granting access, it's the whole... You know, you are plugged, you are fully engaged. It's like what I do with Freddy. Disrupting that, I don't know, that could be dangerous.
And Freddy has a secondary cockpit, so I'm sure that we can figure...
This isn't designed for humans.
I want to read the situation here.
Okay. I was about to call for a seduce or manipulate on the part of Strike, but we can have the sitch read first.
Well, that is a 7. What can I do about this?
What can you do about this? That's actually one of the questions, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's this in the context of this question?
Tense social situation.
Yeah, the fact that we both want access to the control.
I was going to say, because you can certainly take Starfish's side and maybe curry some favor with Starfish and the mysterious Jessica by trying to talk Strike down. As far as trying to back Strike up in this situation, I'm sure that there's something you can do, but I need to think of it. Would it go terribly beyond the bounds of the system to ask Starfish that question?
No, not at all. That's like, isn't that what you usually do in AW?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Starfish, what can she do about this?
She can... Rocket, how are you about aliens in general? About mice?
I don't know. We're fighting them, but we're using their tech on our mechs, so it's complicated.
Okay.
Do you experience a particular hatred for them? I mean, or is this kind of a thing where...
There's probably some of them that are fine. I mean...
My guess is what you can do is... Because if my character has reason to think that it is safer for you to encounter the worm than Strike to, then it would be, for example, You could make a claim that you have special expertise as an engineer.
I'm true. I fix mechs.
Yeah.
This is a sort of a really big mech.
So that's my wreck.
It also occurs to me that you guys are beat up. You got some damage going on here. I think you've put the mechs back together for the most part, right? Or I guess you haven't had a chance to work on Freddy.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a chance to work on anyone's mech except for like some emergency repairs.
You repaired Shay.
Okay.
Because remember on the journey when we were walking this direction, we actually got Shay up onto the platform and fixed it.
Yeah, I'm not sure any damage on mine. I don't remember anybody else's.
You escaped largely unscathed from that fight in the first place. I think you took superfluous damage.
Yeah, I took a little bit of plot damage that was fixed.
Right. But you guys actually were the ones that were actually fighting the enemy aces, so you got walloped pretty good. Okay, so did you only get one question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 7.
Alright, so that's what you can do. Strike. Let's see that seduce or manipulate. Starfish. It would seem an appropriate situation to interfere.
Or do
they
get me too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a 3.
Well, I think that you fall into a deep, dark pit of techno battle, and, you know, your chest is, like, really hurting, and you're not too clear-headed because they've, like, jammed a lot of purple stuff into you, so you're having a... You're just like, ugh, you know what, fine, whatever.
Oh, just try and get some rest and we can deal with this later. I know it's kind of a confusing situation, and I'm sorry.
You're right, Starfish. You know what? For now, just unload my gear, and we'll set up a pseudo-lab so in the future I can probably assess and analyze the situation. So if you just get some of the Marines to do that along with yourself, set us up a pseudo-lab.
With your permission and Starfish's help, I'd be happy to investigate. Maybe we can set something up.
Yes, but no tinkering. Just, I want you to assess and analyze, and then give me a full report so that I can apply some of the proper techniques of translation and decoding to our systems.
Okay, no tinkering, I say with my hand behind my back and fingers crossed.
Alright, so,
Quick time out. Would that have been a manipulate on mine, since I kind of gave you a almost direct order and then...
I think that was a plot acceptance.
Okay, actually, I think that would apply to my ranking officer.
Okay.
As soon as you start tinkering, I'd get decremented 1. When you don't listen to what I say, my ability as a ranking officer goes down.
I see.
So that works for me.
Okay.
I just wanted to figure out where in the mechanics are.
All right, so you... It's fairly cozy in here, so if you guys want to have a private conversation, you might want to get squeezed into the next chamber.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That's the sound. Let's be squeezed.
Lovely. So, Starfish, this is all very exciting, but how do you know we can trust Jessica?
Well, I don't know. I trust Jessica because they trust me. Jessica's all like me, so.
Are you saying you're thinking about defecting?
No. Well, okay, so it's kind of a long story. So.
Well, I haven't had a chance to look at your mech yet, but I got the others all patched up. I don't imagine if there's a possibility of the atmosphere being inimical in the control center, that it'll be quick. So, by that reasoning, I've got all the time in the world.
Well, there's kind of a tricky situation going on because, okay, so, made a half-truth when I said that she was a human defector.
Okay. So, I am using my heart here. I'm going to try and connect, see what she's getting at.
Okay.
Maybe I can ease her into telling me the whole truth. Yeah, that's a 10. What are you feeling right now?
Oh, no, you're good. Sorry, it's a 10. It still is a 10.
Do you have a thing where other people get a
penalty? I decided not to take it because I wanted to incorporate the
I wanted everyone to be able to connect with my character if they really tried. So, what did you ask?
What are you feeling right now?
Fear, concern. Concern.
Okay. What do you need most right now?
I need to know that you will not hurt my friend out of bigotry.
Well, I think I can assure you that as long as I'm satisfied she's trustworthy, that's going to be my concern, not any racially motivated, certain other staff we have might shoot first and ask questions later.
We'll call her eyes into a fine mist.
Yeah, then don't bother asking questions.
Yeah.
Shoot, then pulverize into a fine mist, then get angry when other people deign to ask questions.
I, on the other hand, might have my gun out, but I'll certainly ask questions first.
So, do you remember how we went to town, and I was in a worm for a while, and I came out of the worm, and I was screaming at everyone about civilians?
Is your friend a civilian?
She's a med student.
Is this, like, a public transit bus we're in?
Maybe. Was it a bus or a...
No, it's a building. It was going to be a building. Mm-hmm. It's a little young.
So it's still, like, a it's building? Still a bus.
It was a building under construction.
Mm.
I suppose to the Red Worms, there's not really that big a difference between a bus and a building.
Rocket is thinking more in terms of, like, whether it's not a military vehicle, it's a civilian vehicle.
Yeah.
Which means it's gonna have different capabilities.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, if we are nominally or operationally in control of the vehicle, if it's a military vehicle, we've got access to probably a lot cooler toys. So, there's maybe a little bit of disappointment. When I find out it's only a civilian vehicle, or building, or whatever it is.
Building vehicle.
Vehicle.
I just like school bus, because it's a school and a bus. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so.
Well, it's not, I mean, this was ostensibly never supposed to be a school.
So it was a
preschool?
Yeah,
well, it was...
You're under arrest for crimes against humor.
Oh, I see, it's a paddy wagon now.
So wait, we're on the short bus?
No, this one's pretty long.
But comparatively.
It's shorter than the other buses.
Oh.
It also is nice and handicapped accessible. Oh, we got the mess inside.
Mm.
Very long.
Anyway. So I'm guessing then that your reluctance to let Striker see...
Strike 5.
All the names have become jumbled up in my head. It's been so long.
Okay. Badger and Seraph. Rocket and...
Valentina.
Strike 5 and Shade. Starfish and Freddy.
Right. I just got his name and his mech's name swapped.
Well, that was for everybody's benefit, so that everyone could remember.
The internet can't hear you pointing.
Can hear me pointing.
It doesn't really care.
Fair enough. Anyway, I assume part of your reluctance to let Strike 5 into the command center was more due to worry for your rogue civilian's well-being than...
Yeah, I mean, she's helping us. That's not... I don't want her to get... I mean, she could have... She didn't have to come with me. She wanted to go. She didn't want to be with them.
Wow. You know I don't always do things by the book. Strike certainly does. So I think we'll have to be careful, because I'm not sure that he would be totally comfortable with a civilian driving the whole operation around. That might be kind of bad if it got out.
Well, I think she can drive stick. it won't be too much of a problem. It's just...
Well, I think his problem would be more that a civilian was in control, because then, you know, he can't say, hey, go here and... Like, it's not like she is really beholden to command like we are. I mean, not that I do the best job ever.
Well, I mean, it's just, I'm more worried about the whole mice thing. You know, whoops, or I don't know how we'd react.
Yeah, well, I agree.
So, it's fine coming. Maybe we can figure out a way to rig up better communication. I'm not really sure how that works. That's not my...
She doesn't speak English, or standard, or whatever it is we're speaking.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I have an implant. So, I can communicate the way we do with the earpieces, and I can translate, and she can give you... She could talk to you through the lines, but it's gonna be... It's garbled. It's hard to understand.
So, you just found out that Starfish has a mice implant, which is kind of a big deal. So, how do you feel about that?
Now, would this be post,
You remember Ix, right? Ix is Patrick's character from the other party, right? Mm-hmm. You guys hung out with them plenty before you guys launched to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between Ix and a baseline human is her mice implants. Like, they're not born, even when if you cut off certain parts of her, its genetic code will be different than certain other parts of her. It's just the way the mice operate. It's actually normal for all of them. Jessica's like that too. She's got all kinds of stuff in her system. They are symbiotic creatures. They have a lot of different, you know, mitochondria-like, non-independent sub-life forms in them. This, certainly, from a technical treason standpoint, this would probably qualify.
Mm.
It's not like you had a choice, right? They forced it into you. But the this is another secret that you may need to keep.
I see.
In fact, you know what? Strike. What is protocol? If somebody, if someone in the field comes up with a mouse, not just a mutation, but an actual like installed implant.
For operations such as this,
Compromise
in a person's integrity is an immediate cause to have them imprisoned. And if they are felt to be too corrupted, they will be executed under wartime acts. If it was not a military action, they would be suspended and placed in protective custody.
Question, though, we're pretty far from a prison.
So that would qualify for the execution.
Mm.
Or, you know, protective custody or prison being in under guard lock in a crate.
Crate, you know. I'm just imagining, like, a little crate, like, you know.
It's all cozy! I'm hungry, well, I have to go to the bathroom.
Bring out the
gimp. Where's my biggie snack?
When I was thinking crate, I was thinking more like a Connex on the back of our truck would just... probably be sealable and, you know, you're locked in it now.
Heck, you guys might even have the hardware to put someone in suspended animation. Probably not too many people, but that would be a pretty typical piece of it. Actually, no, I take that back. You guys probably wouldn't have that gear because it would be with the medical bay back on the Fist of Apollo.
You might have a... So you know how, like, a lot of field first aid kits will have, like, medical-grade super glue and stuff? Stuff that'll, like... It'll do the job, but maybe not quite the way you want it to.
Uh-huh.
We might have something like that.
In a situation like
this... Like a straight jacket.
Yeah, or like a really questionable, terrifying form of suspended animation.
I imagine in a situation like that, it would kind of be like a futuristic equivalent of zip tie, arms, legs, and then question for hours.
So a paralytic injected into your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rocket, you know the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking if this gets out too fast, I'm not going to get a chance to examine it before everything goes to shit.
But you lack any actual concern for Starfish's welfare?
Not necessarily, but, you know, the regulation is there for a reason. If someone's got a mice implant, they might have been turned. Yeah.
Braining.
Hmm. So, you know, I mean, I like the old Starfish, and maybe this is the same Starfish, maybe not. Depends on just how invasive the implant is.
It's a shame you don't have the hardware to find out.
I might be able to put something together.
She could ask. Would I know? Would I have any idea?
Any idea what? If you had been turned?
I didn't even think about that question. That's also an important question.
If you had been turned, would you answer truthfully?
Probably, I'm starfish.
Would you know what?
How deep the implant is. Because it seemed like it was a pretty surface thing, like a babelfish level implant.
I think so. It probably is something that, like, wriggles into the language center of your brain, and, maybe in the case of the worms, it probably, like, connects up a part of your brain. Are you gonna take, Rocket to the command center? Okay, or to the control node?
Yeah.
The control node can accept other persons into it. It's actually quite large. And by that, I mean, it's probably about the size of one of your mechs. So, you could fit a few bodies in, and it's just, you know, it's probably, like, sort of,
acorn-shaped?
No, I was going for an ellipse that is pointed at either end. It's, muscle-shaped.
Is that right? Going to something else?
Huh?
Never mind.
Yeah, I was thinking something else.
Was it vagina-shaped?
Yes!
No. It wouldn't have like a whole big opening on one side, and then you have to squeeze in between two membranes. Anyway.
Keep digging, Blake.
All right, moving on.
Well, I'm aroused now.
What else about the control room?
That's a computer.
It's blue. Inside, you know what? You want to just crawl in there and see what happens?
Well, I'm gonna try and call to her first.
Oh yeah, you can just sort of, you can pretty much communicate as she does now. Okay. You can get her attention like at will, and there is some proximity needed.
Hmm.
It's actually pretty comparable to what would take for anybody else to have a conversation. Only it's handy because it's totally silent, so you can shout loudly to Jessica to communicate with her over a larger distance. Like, you can go to great effort, and people might notice you, like, you know, kind of straining, making a funny facial expression, but they won't hear it. So yeah, you just slip in, or so you say, hey, we're coming in. Jessica expresses a concern about your compatriot. Is like, is this person a nice person? Is this a nice human?
You probably said something. I would call her nice, but I'd call her safe. She's willing to help. She's open-minded.
Okay. You probably said something to her like, oh, there are nice humans and there are bad, and there are mean humans. She's like, oh, that's like, you know, there aren't nice worms. We all pretty much have the same, if I understand your terms correctly, we're all pretty much the same in that regard. It sucks to be the one that everybody is mean to, but they have this like super, what's the word? Was it existentialism or maybe it was something else? What did Ayn Realism? Rand?
Objectivism.
Yeah. They have the super objectivist.
I love the idea of a psychic objectivist culture that seems like it would just like eat itself.
Well, we don't know. They don't.
That's true.
It's only psychic in the sense that they can't forcibly read each other.
Oh, okay. So it's not just
Yeah.
So it's telepathic, it's not psychic.
Yeah.
Cool.
They can't. I mean, I suppose they can force knowledge from each other using hardware, but they can't. Their language is not such that everybody's just broadcasting their thoughts all the time. Anyway. Right. Yeah. So she's like, "Okay, you know, as long as you think it's okay." So you guys go into the command center, and you immediately experience. Let's see, have you done a full dive before?
Probably. Okay. I don't think my current mech is equipped for that, but
it's a mech hardware that exists, so you'd want to know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, if I fuss with someone else's mech, I can't check to see if my stuff works if their mech requires a full dive. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, that's good. So this is, you immediately recognize the experience. Like, as soon as you slip inside, your senses black out and you start getting a wash of new senses from the worm, both of you. You're pretty familiar with this because it's just like what happened with Freddy, only of course Freddy's hardware is designed for human use. This isn't. So you're getting a lot of, it's like...
Freddy's dry hide wear is designed for his use. The wet wear is the one I found.
Oh, the wet wear is already there.
Yeah, it's the one that Feral. I always
think about
Vandal Savage in my head. Feral convinced me to do it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, well then maybe this is easier than it looks then. Maybe brainwaves are brainwaves and there is a mutual connection there. So you guys get a sense of the building. We probably should come up with a name for them at some point, but we'll call them Mega Worms because they're big and they're worms.
Wormoliths.
I actually like Wormolith a lot.
What's the Latin for worm?
Vermolith.
Vermolith, I like it. Good old Germans. Just, because I bet the German word for worm is... Actually, it's probably like short long toad or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys get, you can like feel the dirt rolling past you as your body contracts and expands for the burrowing motion, and you can smell the air and your location on the surface of the planet, which by the way is a really fascinating sensation, because it's like knowing exactly where you are in space and time. Seeing yourself on a map, only you can't see the rest of the map, you can just tell where it is. So the more disturbing part of the sensation is the loss of self-identity, because you are having a really hard time telling the difference between yourself and Starfish and the third thing that is in here with you, which is super alien. You're obviously a little bit more comfortable with it, because this is a thing that you experience all the time with Freddy, but it... Getting rocket forced into you is a really weird sensation. I'm happy that you're happy.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are having an intimate experience. You may now communicate with each other in pure thought.
Oh, right.
Including with Jessica, actually.
I see.
She, expresses her discomfort, but also her enthrallment. No, it's a thrill. She's like it's uncomfortable but thrilling to feel what it's like to be human. Like, and this is like a double dose. It's not even like half human. It's like 2/3 human. You guys' bodies are so hard.
How far do we have to go?
To where?
Wherever we're going.
Where are we going? I actually was just kind of doing a wide loop.
Did I get the coordinates as well, or I don't remember.
We had time to discuss it and actually rally around each other instead of murder time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we know where we're going now.
So let me get you up to speed on that. Arnold got another burst transmission from Apollo's Fist. They were getting overrun, so they attempted to take off. They attempted to jump into the atmosphere. It did not go well. They're one engine down. They've just lost an engine while they were landing. Apparently one of their engines exploded.
Mm.
And they weren't able to make escape velocity, so they fell back down. Now, they salvaged the landing. In fact, it was softer than their first landing.
Mm-hmm.
But they are probably not going anywhere from where they have landed. But they've given you the coordinates, and they have gotten themselves out of immediate danger. They're pretty sure that they don't have mice bearing down on them. Well, so you do have a heading.
Okay. We will need to give them some warning. Otherwise, there will be mice bearing down on them, and we might... be at the wrong end of their guns. That's us before we get a chance to talk to them.
They're relatively close to you, in fact. They're closer to you than you were to the place where you guys encountered the Worm City when you landed.
So
it's more or less back in the same direction that you were going. So you're probably going to tunnel right underneath the Thumper squadron that was moving your way before.
Mm.
But they are, both Thumpers and Zingers are just totally unequipped to go subterranean at you. Like, even zingers are, I mean, they're little. They could try and dig out the ground, but, like, this worm would outrun them. Mm-hmm. Your base, your building, would outrun them. So, it's probably not a thing you guys have to worry about. Though it does beg the question, if this is a normal mode of more transportation on this planet, they almost certainly have some military hardware that works this way.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, coordinates.
Yeah, okay.
And,
that requires some translating, but you guys actually pretty much come to her instead of her coming to you as far as understanding how your guys' coordinate system works, because to them it's just that place. So you guys are like, okay, well, we can sort of tell where we are on this planet, so that you kind of, like, it's there. It's that way. Do you understand what I mean? And think about it hard enough, and it gets her to be like, yeah, I think I got it. So, okay, we're going that way. Are we gonna go the quick way or the fast way?
It's the fast way.
What's the difference?
Well, the quick way, the fast way or the slow way. I misspoke.
Blake okay. Misspoke.
So we're gonna go the slow way or the fast way? And when she says fast way, it's obvious that the slow way is much, much safer. And she would probably prefer it. The fast way is much, much faster, but for reasons that aren't immediately apparent to you, are terrifying to her.
What's the difference?
Well, the fast way would be the superhighway.
Mm.
But there'll be a lot of people.
So, risk of detection.
Yeah.
You ever been in a car chase before?
We don't have cars.
I assume that would map onto whatever the closest thing that was.
Actually, let's see. What would she think a car chase is? This is going to be interesting. I mean, like, I've played tag. We have tag.
Building tag?
We have a chasing each other around, like, you know, in our own bodies. Tag.
Okay.
I'm not a mech pilot. I'm a med student. I'm not in the Air Force. I didn't want to be in the Air Force. Those people are really violent.
Yeah, that's true.
The superhighway is, apparently the whole planet is like crisscrossed by massive underground tunnels where all the different mice cultures can cross, right? So down there you could run into, other worms, to mice converted humans, and to everything else that happens in mice culture. They probably have something that, you know, there are probably a dozen different races that comprise their empire. Some of which are, more than one of which are native to this planet. Mm. But all of which live here in the same way that you get people of all races in New York City. This planet is the central hub of their whole, you know, civilization. So people come here. That's why there's so many humans, or, you know, mice-converted humans.
Well, I think we should probably take the slow route for now, stick to back roads.
Well, this wouldn't be back roads. This is just straight tunneling through the dirt.
How long does it take?
Oh, probably 8 hours.
Are we stuck on one course if we choose it?
No. Okay. Well, she's like, I've been doing circles in the same, like, quarter-mile circuit. Well, I guess it would have to be longer than that. The worm is more than a quarter mile long. But she's been doing circles in the same, like, mile-wide circuit for the past hour.
Let's get going with the slow route, and maybe we will change to the fast route. We've had a chance to talk to Short Strike 5.
Yeah, let's start doing that.
She thinks to herself, you know, I guess the one nice thing about the fast route is we could go to a hospital. We could swing by a hospital.
Who needs a hospital?
Well,
you're what? Like, you guys are a mess. One of your guys doesn't have his legs. The other guy, I'm pretty sure, is paralyzed from the neck down. And then the other guy is, like, his middle section is just smushed.
If we went to a hospital, they're not going to be equipped to treat humans, are they?
Oh, sure they are. Mice-converted humans get injured all the time. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of stuff for them. Well, I can't imagine it would be so terribly different for you guys. I mean, I did come top of that class, human anatomy.
Of course you did.
They made fun of me.
I'm sorry. That's cool.
Hmm. Well, again, I think we might be skating on thin ice here. So, for now, let's go with the slow route.
If you start out slow, and then if people are really bad, he's paralyzed.
He's a big guy. He's like the second biggest human in your team.
Carlisle?
Yeah, okay. I can't really, I mean, you know, as you might imagine, you guys look pretty similar to me.
I guess I'm showing a picture of
you. Oh, yeah, it's like, well, but remember, she can only kind of, she's only aware of you in the way that you're aware of a lump going down your esophagus. It's a little bit more precise than that, but she's like, you know, she's like, oh, the one with no legs and the one that has his central nervous channel has been broken.
Oh, I know about that. When did that happen?
I'm not sure I actually know about that. I mean, out of character I know, but I'm not sure that...
Strike operated on Carlisle's neck when he started to grow some kind of mice growth.
I know. Not sure Rocket knows.
Yeah.
Rocket was fixing Shade when that was happening.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
I might be the only one that actually witnessed that, and even then,
yeah,
didn't see much.
Because he's unconscious, you wouldn't know that wouldn't know that Strike had fucked it up.
Right.
I did fuck it up. I saved a man's life. He was turning into a mice. True story, bro.
Hmm. She's like, also that one is like, ooh, actually, I think that big guy is—he's already converting.
That doesn't surprise me. He left his mask off a lot.
Oh yes. Yeah, you guys definitely would start turning over real fast if you breathe too much of the air.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating process. I wish I could show you.
Well, don't get any ideas about forcing it to happen.
No, of course not. And she actually is sincere. Like, she couldn't lie to you right now, just like you can't lie to her. It's more like, it is sort of like, oh, right, yes, sorry. The difference between, everyone else deciding something is happening for you and you deciding something is happening for you is a blurry line in her culture.
Mm. Well, there's probably a image / memory of the last worm I was in. Attached to, like, probably not even intentionally, but just like the don't try anything, and then Rocket, of course, is thinking about, oh.
Because, you know, I totally know how to kill you right now. Yeah. I've done it before. Well, you guys then are both immediately aware of the sensation of suddenly realizing you're in the room with a serial killer. Like.
Serial killer?
Okay, check it out, Yanni. This is an out of context so that you can imagine it, right? What if I were to tell you that I had raped 15 women?
More like a Timothy McVeigh kind of person.
Right. The point is, that's not something you think I'm capable of, because you know me, right? Mm-hmm. But then if I could be like, oh no, I have the evidence right here, and I could prove it to you, can you imagine that sinking feeling when it's like, oh my god, I had no idea the shit I was in, right?
I guess. I feel like...
That's the feeling she's getting from you. She's okay. Not a person who's... She's never seen someone killed in person before. Just... So you just showed her an image of you... as far as she's concerned, murdering an innocent civilian, mm-hmm. like it was nothing. You stepped on him like a bug. You didn't think, you didn't feel bad for a second for him, right?
I didn't even think of him as a him. I thought of him as a vehicle when I killed the other worm.
Right.
That was trying to kill me.
Right.
So.
It's not that it's morally horrifying to her, it's that it's practically horrifying to her. You've just, like, she thought, she had, I guess, had a misconception based on, Starfish's representation of you. Mm. Turns out, no, you're totally a person that could just kill her, and she's sharing a brain with you right now, and that's really terrifying. Here's a neat story. You become aware that there is a vote to eject you from the nerve cluster.
I see.
But it takes two to kick out one.
I vote in favor of I look at you and I say sorry, and I pop you out, I guess.
Alright, you suddenly are ejected from the nervous link. It is, it feels like your whole body waking up from being asleep, like pins and needles all over.
Hmm.
You're spat out into the chamber outside.
Well,
Let's see what Badger's up to, shall we? So, Badger, you are hanging out in the mouth chamber with the mechs.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple of Marines hanging out in there with you. They're mostly just, you know, looking nervous, not really talking to each other, mm-hmm. just standing around. You know, it's obviously a tense, awkward situation. You guys can sort of see through the skin of the worm a little bit. I mean, like, there's nothing to see moving by. It's pitch black out there, but there's sort of a dark undulation as clods of dirt are spread around as the thing, you know, mm-hmm. swims through the dirt. So it's certainly a neat thing to watch, like a screensaver. But you are getting kind of bored.
Yeah. So do any of the Marines have their masks off?
Oh, no.
No, they're all?
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming you have yours on as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not taking it off. Not a chance enough. So I think I'm just going to kind of, after sitting for a little while in my mech cockpit, getting really bored, eventually wander over to him.
Okay.
And,
in the mech or squeeze
oh,
it?
Oh, just by. Oh, because it's a big chamber, right?
Yeah, it's not that big a chamber. It would, moving the mech around, it would probably be a little bit difficult. You would be bumping into other things. On the other hand, if you squeeze out yourself, it'd be like moving through a room full of junk. You follow me?
Okay.
Like, the worm is 40 feet wide. It's a big room, but these mechs are also, you know, I mean, didn't we say they're like 16 feet tall?
So we're stepping around mech bits, not like forcing our way through.
Not forcing our way through worm.
Oh, yeah. That's totally fine. I'll wander over there on foot.
Also, unlike the other room that everybody else is in, I'm going to say that this room doesn't really have that independently floating, gimbal technology. So, like, it's kind of like standing on a moon bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things are wobbling around as it moves, so it's a little bit tough for you to have traction.
So what are the Marines doing? Are they just basically just standing there?
No, they really are just kind of standing there, and in fact, it's almost a little suspicious. Like, why would they even be in here? I mean, they must be like you. They must just, like, really not want to go any deeper.
I'm actually going to ask, I'm going to walk up and ask them that, and say, so, any particular reason you're sitting up here with the mechs?
Like, no, not really. I mean, I guess we just didn't want to go down in there with everybody else. Also, none of us, and then the other one says, yeah, also, none of us should be alone, right? I mean, you shouldn't be alone up here, because you could get digested or something. We don't even know what's going on right now.
How many are there?
Two.
Oh, just two of them.
Yeah, there's just two.
Okay. So, Yeah, no, that's good thinking. That's good thinking. I'm glad that there's a couple people here that are sane and don't want to go into the belly of something.
At this time, Strike 5 walks to the doors.
Ah, Badger.
I got something for you to do. You're not gonna like it unless you get to do your favorite thing, which is killing things.
I never said that was my favorite thing.
Your second favorite thing.
Third.
Okay, whatever. I need you to take a detailed Marines and secure this building. Because...
What do you mean, secure the building?
As like, in, if there's someone in here who we were not told about, they get shot repeatedly.
Okay, so any non-human entity?
Yeah, or human. They're vice humans. I need you to go around and just make sure that we are in control of this and this is not a trap.
Can I have a map of the facility?
Ken is the right question, and the answer is no.
So, I chose my words with care.
At this time, no. I'm working on getting the technology to download it to our systems.
I see.
But right now, I'm just going to send you with Marine's name, who is good at navigation. What's that guy's name who was telling us the timeline?
Gage. Gage is not here. Gage is not up in the mouth.
Yeah.
Which actually is a notable absence. You'd think he would be hanging out up here at the frontmost position, because that's where he tends to be. But I guess it's not like you can look out, so, you know, what would he even do? Yeah, these are a couple of nameless. I mean, I can give them names if you guys want to interact with them.
Oh, my plan right now is to send Badger with Gage and a couple of Marines through the...
Okay.
While I'm going to take the other detailed Marines and we're going to unload things, which I know is your least favorite thing to do.
Well, I appreciate the fun job, I guess. Two questions. Can we have access to the armory and hazmat gear?
You'd have to go down to the drop pod to get access to that, but yes.
Okay.
I mean, you do have your sidearm.
Well, but if we're going to be clearing buildings, I want an automatic weapon, and I don't want my skin touching the shit. If I have to squeeze through openings,
Right, right.
Yeah.
Actually, unfortunately, Badger, the only hazmat gear we have left was the gear for applying the pseudo-sludge. What was that stuff that we used to repair the steel?
So, hold on. We're going to an alien planet. We don't have any hazmat gear at all.
It was on the other drop pod.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Remember, apparently it's come out that the other drop pod is like a huge yacht with its own like cafeteria and medical bay.
That said, I do find it weird.
Everyone has a steak room.
Don't have hazmat gear on them.
Well, they are hazmat gear.
Remember,
right? But in the event of emergency evacuation, like hazmat gear, basic hazmat gear is part of basic military kit. Modern day.
Well, yeah,
wrong.
Well, maybe it is.
Right now, it's a gas mask.
Fair enough.
Like, you would basically just take your uniform and seal it as best you can, but it is nowhere perfect.
And we already kind of have that, I guess, with our breathers.
Yeah, okay.
And the Marines obviously, because we get corrupted and the Marines aren't covering their skin, we apparently weren't thinking
well through. Okay, it's more a matter of... I'm sure that there's a reason in continuity, right? Like, only one Marine has started, and it was only because he breathed it.
Yeah.
Right? You guys came with the hardware you needed to protect yourself from the circumstances you were having. Maybe, how about this? Human skin, compared to mice skin, is like armor.
Lung, because mice, the worms all breathe through their skin, yeah. Our lungs are... Okay. That works actually really
that,
well.
That works, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, I don't really want to touch it, so I guess I'll actually zip up the jumpsuit, or whatever. Whatever pilot jumpsuit I'm wearing.
You could borrow the, I guess, the sludger
gear. I'm okay. I would also want to protect the whole team. This isn't just me I'm concerned about.
Yeah, we're not worried.
Okay. But I mean, if it's known that skin contact doesn't affect it, then it's more just a personal ickiness thing. So, never mind. Forget I said anything.
You, if you'll forgive my forwardness, man, are spoiled. We Marines have to slog through mice guts all the time. I've had a face on my face.
Which point? You signed up for what you signed up for.
My point is, you'll be fine, okay? You get this stuff on you all the time, and as long as you don't breathe it in, you'll be fine.
And it's gross, and fuck knows what's in it.
Hey, soldiers, listen. Marines, step back. Badger, I know it's personal purpose. We're in a bad situation right now. If you don't want the mopper gear, I guess maybe Lieutenant Bryce has a larger field jacket you can borrow?
It's alright, I'll just roll up my jumpsuit, it's fine.
It won't be a lieutenant. Lieutenants are too high ranked for this, remember, we only have a couple of lieutenants.
No, the Marine lieutenant. Lieutenant Bryce. I thought she was a lieutenant.
Yeah.
Bryce?
No, it's Rand.
Who's Bryce?
The super huge Marine.
Rand.
No, that's Rand.
That's Rand.
That's Rand? Wow, yeah. Where did I get Bryce from?
I have no idea.
Whatever. She might have one tomorrow.
I mean, if it you can come up, I'm sure you can come up with something.
I've already said it's fine.
Yeah.
I've said it's fine like four times.
Okay. Cool. Safari time.
Yup.
Oh boy.
So how far down is the pod and where am I meeting these Marines? Are you sending the two Marines that were with me? Plus other people, or is it just us three, or with what?
There's a group waiting for you in.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I not remember his name?
Gage.
Gage.
Is yeah. It?
Okay.
There's a handful of Marines waiting in the antechamber, which you have to admit, as soon as you get in there, you're like, oh, wow, this is a lot more comfortable than the other room.
It's inside. Ugh.
Can I make a side note that the Marine lieutenant is not attending?
Lieutenant Rand is not going with them.
He's not going with them.
Incidentally, I'm assuming did you tell her that you were sending Badger down in? Is this like a sneaky plan of some kind?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're like at the top of Rand's hit list.
Yep. I believe there was a landmine in my cockpit I didn't know about.
Let's see here now. So you guys, so you get a, you know what? One of the Marines will just lend you a gun.
Okay.
So that you don't have to go all, since it's dumb for you guys to go all the way down and then all the way back up. Might as well be fully armed here. So they'll just give you one of their assault rifles. Oh, okay. You know what? They'll give you Carlisle's.
Sounds great.
They had a spare.
Carlisle does not need it anymore.
Nope.
If you could put Thompson's head on Carlisle's body. Wait, no.
Maybe they can just put Carlisle's shins on Thompson's body.
Yeah, that would make more sense than what I just suggested.
Schlock mercenary, that's what it was.
Incidentally, in conveying the sense of that, like, you're starting to get a little bit of a read on Jessica's, like, medical training, especially with respect to mice humans, because normally what mice do for medical care is, depending on how pure-blooded they are, like something like the red worms, who are a very pure version of them of their own species, they don't have a lot of parasites and symbiotes, they would just immerse them in fancy goo back to tank, basically, and they would regrow whatever was damaged to them. But of course, their bodies are actually relatively hard to hurt. They're almost completely immune to blunt force, unless they were squeezed between two things. Mm-hmm. You know, because she's boneless. She's very soft. For something like a human converted mouse, who are, you know, they're really complex with a lot of different systems and made of different materials that are not interchangeable. What they actually have is they have little, like, parasites that crawl into you and crawl around fixing stuff.
So living nanobots.
Sort of, yeah. So for example, they could totally fix Carlisle, they'd just crawl into his spine and work their way up, rebuilding the spine. It would probably take him a little bit longer with, Thompson, it might be a matter of months to, like, but his feet would just look like they were slowly regrowing from the stump down as these parasites carry the necessary material and built it on the end. But it's a very robust technology, they could save you from damn near anything. The only exception would be massive brain trauma, where they could rebuild your brain, but they couldn't rebuild the information that was in it, so you'd be like a totally different person.
Makes a lot of sense.
And cyborg implants. They would have to tear them out of you first. So somebody like Artemis, who's like 40% reconstructed, she would be much harder to, they wouldn't know what to do with her. They would keep trying to fix the parts of her that were broken instead of the parts of her that were only a little broken. Anyway, so you're, so you guys are, so this is a really, like, your room, like, counter-terrorist training, you know, moving around clearing room is a really weird kind of, the rules don't seem to apply as normally in here. The good news is, if you go into an area, it's not like there's a corner to see around. Everything's so rounded. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you'll be like, you know, you'll crawl into a tube, and then the tube just kind of carries you itself, right? So, like, a lot of times there'll be, like, a like just a point in a wall, and it's you're like, okay, and, you know, you just kind of get up to, like, the shoulders in it. Mm-hmm. And then it'll suck you in, and then at the other end you'll, like, be going through it, and then suddenly you'll go up right, and then the room will inflate around you.
Okay. Seems really dangerous for room clearing.
If there was something already in a room, I mean, you know, you can go gun first, so to speak, so if your head pops out of a hole in a room that's already occupied, which happens on more than one occasion, like you come into a room and Dr. Yukov is there, and he's like, oh, I was just exploring. He's got, like, a book out that he's writing notes in, or I guess a pad out that he's writing notes on, you know what I mean? But yeah, you guys don't really have a map or anything either, so it's kind of like, you're kind of, and it's hard to tell if you've already been somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're kind of getting the impression that, like, you could do this all day, and if you run into something, then you'll have something to do, but you'll never know when you're done.
Do I know where the control center is?
No.
Do I know where the ship is?
Yes.
Could I organize a search using that as a relative position, and my position relative to the starship, I guess, to tell where I am and what we've searched.
Okay.
I mean, we do have Gage with us, so I'm assuming he's
Could is a tricky question here. So imagine that the worm is like a rope, okay? And you are inside one string. When you're not inside a string, there, as narrow, wherever you are, air happens around you, right? The worm is, the vermalith is, instinctively, or, you know, it's automatically giving you room to be in.
Okay.
Everywhere where you're not contracts back, where somebody isn't, contracts back down again. So, you're not even sure that you can see all the doors. It would be very easy for something to be hidden from you on this thing. In fact, you're kind of thinking to yourself, man, I can see why Strike needed this done, but this is a frickin' nightmare. Like, there's no... It might be best to just focus on moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go down to the ship, and then go back up, and then go back down again, and just kind of hope to roll a 6.
Okay.
How long do you keep at that without finding anything before you lose your patience?
How long is a trip down from the front end of the ship, from the front end of the vermalift to the ship?
Pretty quick, actually. I mean, it's a long distance, but it moves you along fairly quick. It's faster than walking. So probably 20 minutes.
Okay. Probably about 2 hours.
Okay.
Before I'm finally within this room.
Mm-hmm.
And I would actually like to try the comm for Starfish.
Ah, okay.
At that point.
You hear something, but it's like a tickle in the back of your brain because you're not hearing it. You're a worm right now.
Oh, right, yeah.
You're hearing everything. You're hearing the vibrations of the earth. Incidentally, you guys pass under the Thumper Squadron. They do not seem any the wiser. You can feel the surface quite easily from here. Like, again, tremor sense. The worm is super good at this. You're also starting to get a sense of where other things are. Like, you passed near some kind of underground settlement. You could hear a lot of things moving around over there, but it was, you know, dozens of feet away from you. You're sure they could tell you were passing by, but it wasn't like, you know, it was like the subway passing underneath you. But yeah, you think, you're like, oh, I think somebody's trying to contact me on the comms, but you're gonna have to eject to,
I'm gonna have to catch up. I don't think, I'm gonna keep my eye on Rocket.
I appreciate that.
Alright. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Starfish, where are you? I know you can hear me. Come on.
Badger, sorry, I was trying to figure out navigation things. What's going on?
Navigation? Good. That is exactly what I'm trying to figure out. So Strike 5 has me on this asinine task. Oh my gosh, he didn't even give me a map, and I know you apparently spent some time in one of these things, something, you showed up in it. Do you know how to get a map, or a vague way of figuring out where we are in relative position, or something? The interior, in case that wasn't clear.
Yeah. Where are you right now? What is the place you're in?
I'm near the mouth cavity.
Okay, where are you trying to get in? Where are you trying
place.
To get? Okay.
Strike
place.
5 has me clearing it.
You know what you should do? You could take,
FYI, because you have been in the nerve cluster, you know for an absolute fact there is nothing on board here besides your crew and Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least nothing alive that has a will of its own. There's various...
No, I don't know what her task was.
Right.
Well, if you're trying to look around, and you're trying to get around, it's hard to, because of the whole air bladder
thing. I know. I figured that out.
You might be able to, do you have any, like, paint or, like, spray?
Hey, Private, do we have any paint?
That's adorable.
Anything?
Like, trailblazing spray.
Stuff that's sticky.
Well, I mean, you know, we could, like, carve a notch in the wall or something.
I'm assuming I have a combat knife.
Oh, yeah,
sword.
Yeah.
Does it actually stay?
Oh, it's better than that. It actually, like, spews blood all over you.
Oh. Yeah, let's come up with a better idea.
It was under high pressure.
One thing they have us carry when we're in the field is chalk.
I imagine we have the future equivalent.
I don't think chalk would stick to a wet, fleshy surface, though.
I'm thinking of something.
But they might
like,
have like you might have something that's better than that, you know.
Like the stuff you use to mark trails, like when you're hiking.
I'm thinking a small aerosolized radioactive isotope that like can show up under your goggles so you can see it, but you don't. It doesn't necessarily leave a trace that anyone else can see.
So
okay.
So surface. That means you don't have any sort of map of the facility or any way to get a vague floor plan.
It's just kind of a worm. You know, like, it's like a big thing. There's all these tubules and...
Yeah, but, like, I could point to you roughly where my intestines are. Like, you can dissect a worm.
Let's, you know what, in light of that radioactive isotope thing, I like that better, so let's retcon out that slicing the wall thing.
Okay,
cool. So, what?
Wait, time out. I think that this is an awesome moment for the Marines just to be getting one over on Badger.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, fair enough. That's even better. So the point is they do have that, but they don't tell you that.
Ah, I see.
So they just let you cut the wall and get yourself sprayed with high-pressure blue blood.
Good.
Blue like gross worm blood, because, you know, it's pretty gross.
It's from this morning, so you need to nuclear it.
You have the head, you have the storage area near the butt, or I don't know if it's a butt. I don't know where their heads and their butts... I don't know from that, but...
Incidentally, if Jessica is next to you... You're still right next to the command console, right? Jessica, like, shouts out you from inside. She's like, one of them just cut something.
Did you just cut something?
Yeah, why?
I mean, it's painful.
Wait, this thing? It's just a fleshy construct.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know how Freddy, like, you know, you... Freddy's
an animal that had his brains freaked out.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, they grow the worm. The worm grows from an egg, and it grows up.
It's organic, whatever.
It's Jessica's piloting. They're probably hers.
Who's Jessica again?
Oh, she's the pilot. She's the defector. Long story.
Double factor.
Never mind. I'm not gonna.
Confection.
Where is factor. Jessica currently?
She is doing control module stuff, but I wouldn't bother her because if you fuck with it, you know, they do this collapsy thing.
I'm just trying to figure out where the everything is.
So that's like fifth of the way down from the mouse. And then there's like, you know, passages. You could probably store things in there. It's an empty place because this building was under construction. So it's like, we have a lot of stuff for storage as I can understand. And then there's stuff like, you know.
They would have implanted all of its specialized organs at a later stage of development. It really is like walking... this is the worm equivalent of walking around an empty concrete building. Like, it'll be an office building someday, but right now it's just floors and windows.
Okay.
So it's very boring.
So, wait, where is Jessica exactly in relation to all of this?
She's in a control module.
Where's that?
It's like a fifth of the way down.
Okay.
And then you have the bottom of the tail where the pod will be is, you know, that's at the bottom. Go down. I would just, go... And I'm trying to, like, my character is trying to figure out, having been in the worm, trying to figure out if there is a way that you can always know that you are oriented when you're in a room. Or if they are all of that gyroscopic...
They don't all have that, but Jessica is creating that for their benefit. Like, that room could probably be moved anywhere in the worm if she wanted it to be. She could have it suck that section down all the way to the bottom or float it back to the top again.
Oh, Jessica.
Right now, you're actually moving, you don't know this, but you do. You're moving largely at Jessica's pleasure, because at any point, she could just contract on you and keep you stuck. Or... you know, siphon you right up to wherever exactly she wanted you to be was. That's why they call her the superintendent.
Can we move them down to the ship? They're really confused.
Oh, sure, like now?
I mean, if you can.
Okay. The walls suddenly close on you and the two Marines you're with.
I think I'm gonna... Let's see. Yeah, it's so okay. Starfish, what the... fuck is going on?
It's like an elevator.
This is not any fucking elevator I've been in.
You'll be okay.
Roll don't you have to roll something to keep cool?
Yeah.
I guess that's actually combat, though, isn't it?
Well, no, there's keeper cool.
Okay, yeah. This is exactly the situation.
That is a 7.
Nice. I haven't been asking you guys to roll enough. I totally should have made you wrap your head around a situation earlier. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't have brain highlighted, so it's not that they lost.
Okay, so let's see here now. Oh, I don't actually have the Souls of Steel rules up.
What do you...
What's a middle on keep your cool?
I think it's like you flinch or you hesitate or something.
Right, hesitate or show weakness.
Okay.
Command can offer you a worse outcome or a difficult choice.
Okay. You can just let this go. Like you can just trust Starfish. This is an option that you have. Mm-hmm. But you're gonna feel like you have let yourself be pushed around by one of the lowliest life forms you have the misfortune of interacting with on a daily basis. Or you can jam that knife into the side and try and escape from the, like, cause you can tell you're getting like pulled along like a swallowing action is squeezing you. And by the way, you're just like, you're squeezed right up against the other Marines too. Like there's two, there's probably actually like three people with you. One of which is Gage. So you guys are definitely in pretty cozy right now, like being forced into each other. But you can, you know, freak out. Firing would probably be a bad choice because your gun is kind of stuffed right into one of the other Marines and you're just praying they don't panic and shoot because you guys could easily blow the shit out of each other right now.
Yeah, I think that is what's going to make me stay calm, is not wanting everyone to start shooting / hurting each other.
Okay.
There's several loaded guns right next to me.
Yep. Well, after a moment of fussing at Starfish, you actually pop right out into the chamber where the ship is, which has been inflated to make room for you.
Hmm.
It's actually a strangely comfortable transition. You sort of like come out of a wall and then like slide down a thing, but you know you're all able to get your footing quickly. One of the things about this worm is you can just like grab, like the walls are not like the edge of a balloon. They're more like the edge of what's something that, like a really soft pillow, like a really soft pillow. So you can just grab a handful of flesh on the wall to keep yourself stable.
Maybe one of those stress toys.
Yeah, well, even those are actually pretty firm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking almost like Nickelodeon Gak. I don't know if you've ever played with that stuff, but like, you know, you can grab and pull a chunk out and it will snap back if you don't like make it break.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Starfish, how did we get down here so fast? Oh, this was a 20-minute trek last time I did it. Like I said, it's like an elevator. You think the worm contracts and Jessica brought you down so you don't have to walk. So they can just... So Jessica has complete control over the shape everything's in. Right now, I kind of helped earlier, but not right. It's hard. I don't really get it the same way. I'm not a bus driver. I've never done that. I think she had to do that for, like, you know, I don't know. Right. Okay, well, thanks for the help. And I'm going to sign off and immediately call you. Say, well, Strike 5, this is a Badger. I'm just letting you know that we finished our survey of the interior. Jessica is in complete control of the shape of the interior. It's apparently pretty amorphous. So, I recommend we do something about that.
Okay. Get Rocket on the line and, confer with her. She might have a little more expertise. She was talking to Jessica, if I remember right, last time.
Are you okay? You don't sound so good.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Just carry on. And I sign off.
Don't worry now.
Jessica alerts. Jessica kind of calls out to you from inside the chamber again. Mm. This is not an easy way to communicate with her. It's like talking through a wall.
Mm.
But she's like, hey, I think the guy that's in charge, there's like one member of your group who everyone else's pheromones change when they're talking to, so I think that one's the boss.
That's probably Strike 5.
Yeah, the one that whose chest is collapsed.
Crap, I forgot his name for the joke. No. The one all of us had to be in awkward sexual situations.
Oh, right.
Reese,
yeah. That guy is dying.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gonna die in, like, an hour.
That's shitty.
Yeah, his
How do we stop that? Do you have a hospital?
Yeah, that, I mean, that, unless you guys have some of, like, your own medicine.
I don't know. I should talk to him. Thank you for telling me, and I'm just gonna, like, page you.
Okay.
What is it, Starfish?
Drake, Jessica said you were dying.
I don't know how she knows that. But...
She said that your readings are all fucked up or something. I don't... It's one of those things that you get in the control pod, but... are you okay?
I'm fine.
You don't sound fine.
Well, we have to go get the Fist of Apollo so I can get to a medical facility, now, don't we?
There's hospitals here.
This seems like a... is this a connect with someone situation?
I'm trying to connect.
Yeah. Okay.
It didn't go well.
I love that facial expression. What happened? Oh, right, a hard move. All right, you have a heart attack.
Okay.
I mean, you know, one of your lungs pretty much collapsed.
Right. I probably more pass out from that instead of a heart attack.
Right.
You can have a heart attack from, like, internal trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're being kept artificially awake.
Not at all. Okay.
Yeah. No, it happens all the time. Well, okay.
I honestly did not know that medically.
Sorry. You go into cardiac arrest.
Okay.
Does that make a little bit more sense? I don't know a lot about medicine, but I do know that, like, you go into cardiac arrest when your blood pressure drops too low.
Yeah. It's
from that's called exsanguination. You also go into cardiac arrest if you stop getting oxygen from your lungs, like if you inhale water. Technically, every way of dying is largely a heart attack. It's just caused by something. Anyway, you know, if you get decapitated, you get a heart attack.
If they put you on a tilt table test, check to see if you have vasovagal hypotension, and you do, and it's more than they expect, you go into cardiac arrest.
So. Where do I go from here? Certainly other people are going to immediately start doing, like, you, so are you, right, you went back, what did you do after you left the command node? The control node?
I think I was pretty heavily impacted by the other point of view of the situation.
Mm.
And so I've been distracting myself with work, and I've actually upgraded my Mac. I spent one of my...
So you went into the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I've, got what parts I could and made my neck capable of pulling out.
Let me have you, wrap your head around a problem.
If only I'd, taken, I think, better this way.
Holy shit! That's a 10!
Well. So is this the one where I just tell you what's going on?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Insight is bestowed.
Good detail. What the problem is, what's causing it, what I'll need to do, and what it'll cost.
Well.
What the problem is? Heart attack.
No, that's not actually it. The Marines, like the whole time you've been working in there, like there's been two Marines in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes one of them leaves and another comes in. And you are, you know what? You blasted it. So here's the situation. You know what full scrap means. The Marines are watching you, and at a certain point, you start to think to yourself, are they getting ready to shoot me? Mm. I think they are just ready to shoot me at them. And then you like, you know, you pull out a tool that looks vaguely gun-like, and you just kind of point it at them like, you know, ha-ha, and they both are like... So, it suddenly be, and then you're like, why would the Marines want to shoot me? Wait a minute. So, you're not sure if Rand has called it, or if Strike has called it, but it might be that the Marines, or if the Marines are defecting, but it, mm-hmm. it seems to you like maybe that, like the Marines are, they've been appointed to guard you, and it seems like they are guarding you as though they would guard a prisoner, not as though they would guard an asset.
I see.
And you are aware that there are, you know, there are commands for this. Like, if somebody has gone rogue, but you can't let them know you've gone rogue yet. Or you can't let them So if someone's gone rogue, but you can't let them know you know that, this might be that situation. You believe it's that situation. And, of course, out of context, you know it's that situation. That was what you were rolling for earlier, by the way, that you have no idea. The three Marines that are with you are there to shoot you, not anyone else.
And I think as you're figuring that out, I'm going to scream at you over the comms, Strike is having a heart attack.
Yeah, both the Marines suddenly grab their ears and are like, shit.
We need to get him to medical. Or...
Well, he's not going to like it, but he can yell at us after we save his life. Tell Jessica to get us to the hospital.
Right.
Then I'm going to go get the... Who is our most closest to medical personnel that we have?
That would be Dr. Yukov.
I'm assuming I know the names of the Marines, maybe?
Yeah, you know the names of the guys in the room with you. One of them is apparently Private Bryce.
Bryce, I'm just... Our commanding officer is down. Do you know where Yukov is?
No, we don't. You hear, so are you on the comms?
Yeah.
Okay, I think at this point, like, an open comms conversation is starting to happen, because Reese is like, shit. Guys, I am out of atropine. This is really bad. And then, Arnold is probably having, like, a panic attack, and Rand is like, everybody, calm the fuck down! I'm in charge now!
Rand.
What?
What do we do? With Strike, he's gonna die. I'm not seeing any options here.
As far as I'm concerned, he's already dead.
I can guarantee you I'm standing in front of Strike, and he is not dead already.
Well, you're not actually standing. Oh, did you have Jessica shot?
Remember, I had talked to... No, you're on the intercom, yeah.
Yeah, you're on the intercom. Though yeah. Jessica can move him to you or you to him like that.
So I guess she probably moved him to me, yeah.
If she wanted to.
I was in the drop-off, by the way.
Really? So you're the closest one to Strike.
Nice.
I was doing things in the drop pod too.
Oh, well, actually, if you were in the drop pod, that actually puts the whole... I guess she can tell then. Because I was assuming that she only knew that because you were in contact with a surface. If you're inside the drop pod, she might be blind to you.
I can imagine that it has enough sensory within.
Okay.
I mean, it is...
It's too much to retcon now anyway.
Yeah. I was doing things in the drop. Maybe I just collapsed outside of the drop pod.
Okay.
Like, stepped outside to get something that was...
To change a compartment.
Yeah.
Oh, or on the outside of the drop pod, because if you're crawling around on the outside of it, that can be a thing. Like, especially a thing that could exacerbate broken ribs digging into your lungs. So, yeah, Strike is in bad shape.
So do I see him, like, go down, or do I just hear it on the radio, and then eventually it comes up that he's down there?
When you hear him start, like, you know, like starting making, like, bad noises, you realize you can hear it in your regular ear, and that he must be somewhere on the pod. Because you're in the room with the pod, you can hear him in this room somewhere.
I'm just gonna join the radio chatter and say, does anyone know Strike Pod's last position?
Because
it sounds like he's down here with the pod. And I'll start looking, I guess. I mean, I don't know how big
the
room is.
Ooh, that's really interesting. Because anyone who knows isn't supposed to tell. You know what? You just find, you find him. I'm gonna say that you just find him. So he's like, kinda hanging on the side of the pod there. Trying to maintain your grip. You're still conscious. You're just, you know, like, you're moments away from being in really bad shape. Or you're moments away from dying. So, you're able to work your way around to him. And yeah. I guess there's three Marines with you, so.
And I'll help him down.
Okay.
Code 637. Input it now.
Into what?
The drop pod.
Why?
No. That's an order.
Private. You heard him.
Okay, he runs over. Yeah, is that self-destruct? No? What is it?
Take off.
Oh my god.
Do you want to do something gutsy and try and save him?
Sure.
That is a 10.
All right.
Woo! So, I don't know exactly what would stop someone going into cardiac arrest.
Well,
you could defibrillate him and find a way, because that's what you do when arrest doesn't start a heart. Defibrillation doesn't start a heart.
Right.
Start the rhythm.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. I guess he is still conscious. So yeah.
Another thing you could do is probably treat me for a sucking chest wound, since most of my lung is deflated by now.
So you could punch a hole. So she could punch a hole in you.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Okay.
You're like, I have always wanted to stab you in the chest.
I mean, imagine under these circumstances.
I mean, you're certainly no doctor, but you have
yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, you went through basic training. There's
combat lightsaber service actually makes you fairly efficient at this.
Yeah. So
you make the call. What are you going about here?
I think I'm gonna stab him and treat the sucking chest wound.
Okay.
And just say this is gonna hurt.
Wait. I hate to do this, but I'm actually going to try and interfere and just... Code 637!
I have a private on it! I'm saving your damn life!
Privates are looking at each other and like...
Go!
What's going to... Yeah, okay. But they're thinking... They're looking at each other like... 637... Do you know what that is?
No.
I'm saying it is the last parts of the coordinates to the rendezvous point.
Oh, okay. So they don't know. They don't know what that is. They don't know what it is.
So they're finishing a series of numbers.
The point is, they don't know that they're going to try and set off a booster rocket that they are in a bladder with, because it'll incinerate you all. That's neat.
Stab him!
Interfere.
Yep.
I think you.
So what did you get? You got a 10?
I got a 10.
So that pushes it down to a 9.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, hang on a second. What does...
I imagine I'm interfering because I'm grabbing you, being like, just put in the code!
I have someone on it. You want me to save your life or not?
Oh, wait. Do something gutsy. It's supposed to be combat. Oops.
I mean, it's all right.
I just want to take
it. I mean, like, it is stabbing someone in the chest, so arguably.
Yeah, you can have combat moves out, or moves not in their area.
Alright.
I just want to take a time out. No one is offended that I'm doing this, right?
No, we're good.
Only if it's, like, killing the game.
No. Like, I figure something's going on, and even if I die, I'll just pick up an NPC or something. I don't care.
I'm definitely trying to play it to where my character would be right now. He's like, we're all done.
Right.
And there's stuff we could do here.
I mean, I'm the one that actually pulled the trigger on this. I put him in the situation where he's having a heart attack. I thought that this would actually make for some fun excitement. I don't know about you guys, but I was planning on finding a way to make this work, you know, to everyone's survival.
I think we can still do that. Yeah.
Okay. This is like one of the, I like to think of it like a scene in a movie where, you know the person, you're like, well, these characters have got to live, right? There's like an hour left in the movie. If somebody dies, it'll only be because everyone felt like it was worth it. Including me. And that player. Alright, I'm not going to kill any of you unilaterally.
Never mind. Do the thing.
Okay. Well, you definitely pass out. Like, you definitely lose consciousness. That is just too much. And you... I'm going to say that you succeed. You do the thing. He like, his heart starts beating again, and Jessica's like, oh, God, what the hell? You guys are crazy. One of the other ones just cut him open. But I think that it's actually going to make him die much slower. However, you look up, and all three Marines are there pointing their guns at you.
Can I help you? To no one in particular.
You know what?
Can I read a tense social situation?
Sure.
Woo! All the readings. That's still a 9!
Well, that's hot, though.
Yep.
Oh. Right. I didn't manipulate at all. I thought I did.
You interfered.
Right.
Which is rolling plus bond, actually. Right? So that was... Yeah. You had a plus one on it.
Plus two.
A plus two.
Because we're enemies.
Rivals are plus two, friends are plus one.
So, rivals interfering with each other are plus two. Friends helping each other are plus two.
I got it.
What can I do about this?
Well, they haven't fired on you yet. So, if you go quietly... Like, if you just say, it's cool, guys, I just saved his life, and you try to play it straight, you could probably perpetuate your existence long enough to get to talk to Rand.
Okay. So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And I'm just going to kind of wipe the blood off the knife on his shirt and stick it into the ground. Or I guess, no, there's not ground, so I guess just lay it down. Yeah. My blood pressure spraying everywhere. And just say, hey.
Oh, that would be great if you did, because then all kinds of mice blood would get into him.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
And just kind of speak. I'm not really going to put my hands up, but I'm definitely not going to be, like, aggressing with them.
Okay.
If that makes sense. And just, like, and I'm going to stand up and just be like, hey, look. You guys are basic. I just saved his life.
They look at each other and they're like, I guess that makes sense. But I still think we should go see Rand. And one of them walks over and trying to hold the automatic rifle on you with one hand as he reaches for your sidearm.
It's backwards.
Yeah, I get that. The guy takes it and like puts it in his like back pocket.
Be careful with that. It's an antique.
Does it have a safety?
Probably. It's a big caliber.
Right. Right.
Revolver.
Right.
I'm gonna, again, speaking to no one in particular, I suggest we put him inside that, just in case. Just to kind of get him off of this icky floor, maybe.
If
you want to help me.
Yeah, two of them keep the gun on you, and the other one helps you pick him up and carry him.
Oh!
Yeah, this is...
There you go. There's strike five. That's alright.
He's bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Strike 5 had a heart attack and I barely saved his life. We need medical attention yesterday, probably, would have been great.
Should I direct us towards the hospital?
In Freddy.
Well,
wait, what
are we waiting for? A call from him or Rand?
What?
Jessica says, the sexually frustrated one just cut him open, like a fish.
Wow.
But it totally is, it's totally going to help, it'll totally help with, I think. With some of his stuff, but yeah, I think he's gonna have a run out of blood problem now.
Yeah, says he's gonna exsanguinate, so.
Yeah.
But he's gonna not die as quickly.
I'm working on that.
Just cause, like, you know, I can do something about this.
You can do something about this.
Well, sort of. We could, pump him full of mice blood.
Like a blood transfusion?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's a Jehovah's Witness. Let's not do that. Let's not have our commanding officer pumped full of mice blood.
You didn't hear this suggestion.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. It's Jessica. I was thinking it was the general radio chatter.
What color is the mice blood?
It's blue. It'll totally work in humans, though. I mean, well, I guess it mutates you, like, really fast. But you totally won't bleed to death. Like, it'll clot up like that. Doesn't matter how big the wound is.
Where would you keep that?
The worm?
Cut it open.
That works.
We all have more or less interchangeable blood now. It's not natural, but it's a thing that they do to us when we're really young. It's just
convenient.
It helps. Yeah, it's just convenient. It helps with a lot of stuff. It has to do with it metabolizing the air. Because I don't know if you know this, but we don't have to eat.
Oh, right.
I mean, we do. But, like, just dessert. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay, worst scenario, if he bleeds out too much, you can give a transfusion.
From what? You don't have medical supplies.
From, you know.
I'm sorry. There must be some static on the line. I wasn't sure exactly. And Kevin, you said, where are we supposed to get blood from?
Worst case scenario, he's gonna die. I have to do some things.
And turn him into a traitor? Into a subhuman alien hybrid monster, even I don't hate the man that much.
Well, Zedder or mice as possible. I mean,
so he's getting pumped full of mice. What other way?
Not necessarily. They have humans.
Mice, humans.
I think they have human blood. It's unclear. I don't really know this.
Yeah.
Look, how does he look now?
Bleeding out, mostly.
Okay,
are there any, like, clothing or towels or something in this pod that we can grab and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I mean, you can just wrap them in your own jacket if you really need to.
Well, I mean, I figure since we're already here, there's no reason for me to strip. Like, there's probably towels or extra stuff lying around.
The Marines are probably carrying a basic first aid kit, so you probably... Yeah. I mean,
well, you guys have already burned through a lot of your basic first aid kit supplies, because Carlisle was a mess and needed a lot of stuff.
I'm sure there was probably, like, enough for, like, some gauze pad and, like, a tube and whatnot.
It's just...
Well, you've been regularly changing bandages on Thompson. So you guys, I mean, you might... Not every guy, like, yes, all the Marines had a basic first aid kit on them, but a lot of those supplies have been burned through, and you're running real low on drugs, too, which was Reese's department. Yes, you can come up with some cloth.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
While I'm having this conversation.
Right.
If you can transport him to control, then maybe I can figure something out.
I don't know where control is.
No, I mean, we
you want me to bring him up here?
To control. Remember the thing we did to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
What? You know he has an open wound, right?
Yeah. It's a soft fry.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Just him or all of them?
Just him.
Okay, I'm going to need them to drop him.
Drop him. Don't literally drop him. Set him down.
So you're going to have to move away from them or I'll suck them all in.
Yeah. Just sit back. It's fine.
I'm going to do that.
All right. The ground under him basically, or like the membrane under him basically, like, opens up and kind of sucks him in and then closes over top of him and actually reseals. So it turns out that, yeah, there are, like, everywhere is a door. And then you can see, like, the lump that is his body, like, go up the side of the wall, and then when it gets to the top, it starts moving really fast and sucks up. So he spits out of the wall next to you, and she's like, oh, I can, I wish I could come out. I wish I could come out of there. I would love to see, like, I could crawl inside and see how bad it is. But I can't. We cannot leave this thing unpiloted while there are people in it. That is super duper bad.
Do you need to pilot it?
Can you?
I don't know. Can I? Is it, like, ready?
I guess.
I mean, I'll try.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're the medical student.
Alrighty. This is magical. Okay, so you go inside first, and then she goes outside, and now you're in full control of the worm, and it is extremely overwhelming. I'm sure it's... Yeah.
It's cooler than cool. As cold!
Unless you want to try and connect with the worm. No, I don't think that's an appropriate situation.
That, I am up to a 7 on that, with all my stuff.
Where is Stay Cool?
It's at the very bottom.
Oh, it's Do Something Gutsy?
Hmm?
It's Do Something Gutsy?
It's kind of below the non-combat moves and above the combat moves.
General.
Oh, there we go. Keep your cool in stressful situation. Roll plus steel. Okay, cool. So what do you get?
Steel.
I crack, hesitate, or show weakness.
Okay.
Worst outcome or difficult choice?
So... You feel, you can't stand, like, you're used to being inside Freddy, but when you're inside Freddy, you're not feeling the claustrophobia of being inside Freddy, right? Because you can see through his senses, right? Even when you sleep inside him, it feels like you're, you know, a sleeping dog. The dirt packed in around you when like, you get all of it, when you had Jessica in your brain with you, it was something that she was used to, so that sense of familiarity, like, numbed it for you. But now it feels like you've been buried alive, and you feel the need to get to the surface.
So you can eject from the command node or the control node, or you can breach the worm.
I'll breach the worm.
Okay. And you do so somewhat violently, so everybody else, suddenly the worm starts shaking around, and like, you guys don't see this, but the people in the gimbal room, like, the gimbal room suddenly just starts, like, rotating wildly and dumping them all over each other.
These squirts I can't control. Alright.
Which is bad for, which is real bad for, Carlisle.
Carlisle was already broken. Alright.
Or Thompson.
Thompson, actually, the tumbling isn't so bad for him. He doesn't have a broken neck.
Just slice.
Just going to freak the fuck out for a while and try and get my orientation.
Meanwhile, I kind of want to make you somehow roll something, but you're unconscious, so I guess, like, at what point does the player's, like, author stance come into play here?
I would say he can totally roll something, even though he's unconscious.
So
she's crawling inside me, right?
Yeah, she pokes her. I mean,
is it time?
She's 6 feet long, but she's only like 3 inches wide. So she can just poke her head right in there and you know, it like imagine you were a surgeon whose whole body was just a thumb, right? So she can kind of get in there. And, like, poke around.
Smaller than 3 inches.
Okay, you're right. But the point is, I mean, he's wide open right now. She can actually get in there and try and do some stuff. So she gets in there and starts trying to see if she can set your, or, like, get your ribs out of your lungs. She might have to just pull the ribs out entirely, but she has the leverage to do it. You'll be in a messy shape, but she might be able to, like, give you some, or you know, she could also like bite your veins shut or something like that. So she can do anything at all. I'm thinking steel.
Okay. Just keep firm.
Keep
stand firm.
Keep your cool.
Oh yeah, keep cool. I got a 8.
Okay. So would you like to wake up? If you wake up, you'll be awake, and you can start acting again. But it will not be good.
Yes, I will wake up.
Okay. Well, you wake up, and there is a red worm, like, digging around in your lungs. It is very, very painful.
And, yeah, well, what do you do?
I freak the fuck out.
Okay. You gonna grab her?
Well, my arm is immobilized, actually. The one that is closest to her. I don't know about this arm.
How was it immobilized?
It's remember, it was strapped to me, actually.
It was strapped to you.
And I imagine she's coming in this way.
Yeah. I actually imagine she was coming in under here. Where, because I assumed you cut him open on the side.
Oh.
But I don't know how that actually works.
Oh, I assume she just went BAM and just like spurted the, you know, like aspirated the lung.
I did it however it's supposed to be done. I have no medical knowledge.
How was it supposed
to
be done? Do you know?
God, it's been a while, but I'm fairly sure it's like you come in. I mean, it's supposed to be a small incision.
Right.
You can do it right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you come in between some of these top ones on the side where it's injured.
Okay.
I honestly can't remember.
But I did it with a pen once at work. It's awesome. Sorry.
Awesome.
I think it would be more fun if we had Badger cut the side open under my arm. So I'm just in pain, but I can't see a red worm.
Okay.
So I'm
gonna do it that way.
Thrash him out.
Okay.
With some pain.
Ooh. Yeah.
Lots of screaming.
All right. The good news is, as long as you're gonna, like I said. Blunt force trauma is a thing that she can deal with, so she actually is probably going to try and, you know, reflexively, she's being grappled, so she's going to wrap around your neck with her try and like choke you out just to get you to calm down. And she's also panicking wildly as well. Like I'm sure she was like, oh my god, this is so cool. I'm going inside a human lung.
I'm gonna try and like, I don't know how I can communicate with you. Probably by yelling blindly while I try to be a worm.
Yeah.
Strike!
Oh, good.
Strike, are you awake?
Calm down.
Actually, this is relevant to Rocket. The mouth opens.
I see.
You tried to talk.
Are we in danger of falling out? Is there dirt coming in?
Nope.
What's going on?
The good news is you're going straight up, so you are not going to fall out of the mouth. The bad news is there's a lot of dirt coming down on you. Let's see here now. What can I have you do to not get crushed?
I'm so glad I caused so much chaos.
Oh my god.
You know what? I feel like it's stand firm. But you know what? Just what do you do? The mouth opens and a huge avalanche starts coming down on you and your two marine buddies' heads.
I think I'm going to plug in and not the crush option, but do the like shield them with a mech.
Ah, okay.
Which is now very responsive. This is going to be the first test of the new system.
Outstanding. I'm going to have you roll style for this. Is that one of the ones you're tagged for today?
Nope.
No?
That's fine. Okay. I'm good at it. That's an 8. So this is what? Do something gutsy?
I guess gutsy is another combat move. I was thinking of it more in the capacity of a custom move.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say, 8?
Yep.
Okay. You totally protect them, but you are pinned.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going anywhere for a while. I mean, the mouth is now cram packed with dirt.
Mm.
But you've created a cavity where they could even escape deeper into the worm.
Okay.
You
okay down there?
They're like, ah! I think so.
One guy's
like, I think my arm's broken.
Well.
You stepped on it. Not that I'm not grateful.
Best I could do.
It's actually really eerie how this guy is, like, totally deadpan. Like, I think my arm's broken. You stepped on it. Not that I'm not grateful. But he might just be someone who, you know, deals with high-pressure situations like that.
Maybe he's on lots of drugs.
Or maybe, well,
he's been turned into a mice.
He has low basal arousal.
Or he's just in adrenaline shock.
All right, you get to the air. You breach onto the surface. It's cloudy. Is the thought that you find yourself thinking?
No. How does a worm see?
Through tremor sense.
Okay.
So it's not so much cloudy up in the atmosphere as there's clouds like rubbing against you. It's misty.
It's misty. Okay.
Yeah, it sees through its skin.
This is
Oh, and I guess if it had an eye bush on top, which this one did not.
Yeah.
Because it's a baby.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm less suffocating.
Yes, you're beginning to regain your composure, and you can start trying to wrap your brain around the functions of the worm.
Yeah, and as I do that, I'm gonna try to, you know, yell at this one again. Calm down, calm down, calm down, Jessica, Jessica.
He's strangling me.
You're strangling him. Calm down.
I guess she can't really be strangled, but.
Well, I mean, she can be throttled.
Yeah.
Just lost in translation, so.
Yeah.
He's squeezing me.
You're squeezing him. Let go of him.
Pull me out of my chair, you jerk.
All right.
I'm going to try and...
You know what? I'm just calling it. This is totally wildly inappropriate, but connect with someone.
Okay.
It is time for you to make peace with this shit.
Good luck.
That's a 6.
Can I assist?
You can.
Should I assist?
You can assist, yes. And you're a friend. You are assisting. You're saying, just calm down. She's here to help. She is your friend. Oh, damn.
It's like the worst I could do.
It's a 5.
Yeah. I haven't gotten above a...
Do you have respect?
I do. Actually, no. I have...
James. Oh, yes, I will burn a respect.
There you go. Do you want to burn a respect?
Yeah.
Can this stack? I know you can't burn two respect on yourself, but can someone assist you, and then you also burn respect to kick it up two levels?
We haven't explicitly said you couldn't burn respect to
see what you could
assist.
Okay.
Which would be the issue.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a social situation, so...
I would say you could.
Okay.
I mean, no, burn the respect.
So then you just open yourself up for assisting.
All right. So I think that you get to ask some conversations. Or ask some questions.
Where's the question list?
What are you feeling right now? How do you really feel about something? How can I get you to do something? What happened back there, and what do you want or need most right now?
What happened back there?
Okay, well, you are, currently, you have to believe that you find yourself in a situation where you're like, you're having a moment of clarity, right? Searing pain, struggling to breathe, there's a mouse wriggling around inside you, like, it's just total nightmare scenario on every level, and you just think to yourself, I have to believe that Starfish is on my side. Whatever Starfish says, I have to believe it right now. There's nothing else for me to hold on to.
Okay.
You've lost your command is completely shattered. Your body is shattered. You're in a freaking worm. There's a worm in you.
What do you want, need the most right now? And this is directed towards Jessica.
Yes. She needs you to stay still.
Okay. What are you feeling right now?
Well, she's certainly terrified by you attacking her, because you're a very scary animal. In much the same way, she feels exactly the same way you do. It is as disgusting to her to be inside a human as it is for you to have a worm inside you. The only difference is that she's also got like a sick thrill out of it, because she's obsessed with you guys.
Okay. I will choose to trust Starfish because Starfish has trusted me in the past.
Starfish on
you!
Sorry, have you guys seen that? No.
Did you just say Starfish loves you? Is that from the song about like all of the fish loving you? Oh, I forgot who that was.
It's
like
Charlie the Unicorn. Right. Hagfish.
I've seen all of those and I can't remember.
I haven't seen it. One of his other songs came up on my G+ playlist.
Anywho.
Google playlist, and I liked it and I listened to them all.
Back before Tangent, so Will can cut off Tangent.
Right.
I will trust Starfish because Starfish has trusted me in the past.
Alright, you look back and you summon your like toughest inner tough guy and just tough it out, right? You think back to when you went through you washed out of special forces training, but you made it as far as the torture segment where they train you to not crack under torture. Okay. So you're just like, this is just another form of torture. I can do this. I can do this out. And Jessica actually at a certain point the worm pulls out of you, right? And it's like a huge relief. And you actually feel a lot better. That stabbing pain is gone.
Okay.
Jessica goes into the pod with you and she's like, good lord, what did you do? Where are we? Why is my mouth full of dirt? And she's like, you should get out there. I think I've stabilized him, but you need to like stitch him shut or glue him shut or something.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm sorry about the dirt. I'm sorry. I thought I couldn't breathe.
Oh my god, my squiggly splooge. You're bad at this.
And I'm gonna try and help you medically.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? She's like, here, use this. And like, the room kind of starts filling up with this really gross, like white, sticky ichor. She's like, this is mating fluid, but it dries really hard.
Oh, all right, bro.
Do I get to ask the worm any question using my special for having sex?
I really want you to be able to, so yes.
What?
The building!
How does it feel to be a building? Vermalit.
Oh, you know. It's a living.
Just picturing them like those Flintstones animals that are just like... Yeah,
they like turn on the camera and I'm like, it's a living.
So I'm putting something disgusting in you.
Well, you're kind of like forcing my skin back together and then applying it on.
Yeah.
So, I imagine that that's another steel check for me not to like.
Actually, no, I'm gonna let you ride on the same one from before, but the.
No, you did really well.
Oh, okay. Are you tagged on steel?
No.
Okay.
I
didn't want to deprive you of an XP opportunity. Yes. Okay. Oh, I need Rocket for this.
What? Oh.
I want to have Yanni for this bit.
I mean, in the meantime, I can
Oh, you know what? Here's a good meantime. The Marines. So you guys have been like crawling through tubes. They're doing a weird thing where like one of them crawls through a tube, while the other holds a gun on you, and then you crawl through the tube and come out on the other side, and then the third one comes in after you. And they've been slowly working their way up there, and they've gotten back to the gimbal chamber where everybody is like trying to put their stuff back together again. Most of them are currently troubling themselves over Carlisle because he's like breathing funny. Seems like he's in bad shape.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Rand looks up and is like, okay, what's all this then? What did you do?
You asked them. I just saved Strike 5's life.
We found her on top of him with a knife in the side of his chest. That would seem to, you know...
You didn't find me. You watched me do it.
Well, actually, no. We went into the, pod first, and then we heard him scream, and then we came running out again.
I thought I just sent one of them to go do that.
Yeah.
Two of them went.
Private.
You sent one of them.
I said
two
private,
of them.
Looked at one, and pointed.
The Marines.
Two of them went, one of them stayed.
Fair enough.
But you know, it was chaotic. The worm was convulsing around. It was not good. Anyway, the one guy is like, you know, doesn't that like count?
Count for what? Saving his life? Maybe Rand, does that count for killing him?
Rand walks over to the one guy. She like puts her hand over her face, and she walks over to the one guy and just like, bap, and knocks him to the ground. he's like, ah, what was that for? She's like, shut up. You. Let's take a walk.
Good. I wanted to talk to you anyway.
Alright. So, I guess you guys try to... So she's like, come here, and then you guys go over and squirt into the mouth chamber, where, of course, you are immediately stuffed into a chamber with two other Marines, because that's all there is in there, and then everything else is dirt. So you guys... And with Rand in there, it's like really tight and uncomfortable, and the one guy's like, ow, my other arm! Why? How did this even happen? And she's like, oh. What's happening here?
There was
Rocket,
a match.
You've got two more ladies in this situation.
I've got a magnetic personality, but this might not be the best congregating place right now.
So you guys all get spat out. The worm basically ejects the entire contents of its mouth, and you find yourself on the surface again.
I see.
You can get the mech back up. The other mechs are basically just lying around. Because, you know, they were spat out unmanned. The two Marines, the three Marines now are spat out, and there's like, you know, rubble everywhere. So apparently the worm is like punched out of the ground and is like laying sideways. On the earth, on the surface. And it's sort of like clearing its mouth out.
The Vermalith, thank you.
Vermalith, yes.
Oh wow, it seems like Jessica wasn't that great of a pilot.
The sky is really pink. The air is really pink. There's a dense pink mist around you, which would suggest very high electroplasm saturation. Fortunately, you're all wearing your masks.
Well, I'm going to try and get the other mechs righted, at least to the point where they could be, someone could get in them.
Okay.
Assuming that there's nothing I can do for the Marines and the Badger.
Let's see here now. I texted Will earlier to see how close to the end of the session they were, and he says they're like 45 minutes away. So I guess they're planning on wrapping up around 10. So I guess we will go for a similar step. So you guys are in a, I'm gonna call it a busy region. Like I said, the air is very thick, but there's lots of stuff around. I mean, you know, plants and animals. You've heard the shtick before, kind of a blurred line, but it wouldn't be unfair to call it a jungle or a forest. There's cover overhead, and like I said, the air is just thick with electroplasm just hanging. You find yourself in a position where you can get in Seraph.
I want to talk to Rand.
Okay. So Rand stands up. You note that she does have one hand on her sidearm. She's like, okay.
I'm going to point to where I don't have my sidearm.
Okay.
And just, it's all right. Listen, I'm not being insubordinate. I was saving his life. However, some things that Starfish said makes me question his loyalty in the future.
Ooh, roll connect with someone.
Ooh, yeah, that's only an 8. I'm going to use the respect though and bump it up to a 10.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we need to start leveraging the respect more, I think. It's a thing that we keep forgetting.
What are you feeling right now?
Conflicted. She wants to be on... She wants to follow her orders, but she also wants to believe you. Because despite it all, she actually kind of likes you. You guys have a lot in common. You're both stone cold bitches that don't take no shit.
How could I get you to believe me?
Ooh. Tell her. This is her situation. She's got her commanding officer. And she is a hard drilled soldier, right? So she is never gonna violate the chain of command. She is never gonna be like you and be, you know, well, hang on a minute now, commanding officer, you're full of shit. That's just not in her vocabulary. But you also know that she's all about regulation. So convincing her that she is in power now and it's her decision to make, or focusing on the, it's time for you to take charge. It's time for you to take over from Strike's failure of a mission and make it your success. So that she can feel like she is doing what she wants to do, but is still working within the chain of command, because she did get orders from him before he went unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to believe that there's new data that she has that he didn't.
Okay.
Do you need it to be more specific than that? I'm trying to give you lots of wiggle room.
Yeah,
for creative
control. That works great. I'm going to save my third question for a little bit.
Okay.
So I was speaking to Starfish, and he wanted to take Strike 5 for mice medical services, and Strike just got swooped up someplace in this worm. I have no idea how contaminated he is. He had an open chest wound in this place. Like, you've seen what's happened to Carlisle. It was Carlisle, right, that was converted?
Yeah, yeah.
With just a little bit of exposure. What happens when it's in your blood?
Open wounds combined with mice gore are pretty bad. Usually, like, I cut off one of my men's arms once because he had a wound on his arm and he got blood in it. Though they always tell you that the medics can fix it, but from what I've seen, the medics can fix it means soldiers die later in the med bay instead of right now on the field. And that counts. Okay.
So, if you would like a recommendation, ma'am, it is that you take over this mission. You are second in command. If he has succumbed to influence, we are in full scrap. If there is any question as to his loyalty, you should take over. Immediately and without question.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that, too. She turns on her arm, she's like, Marines, the captain is out of commission. I'm in charge now.
Look how happy he is.
And upon hearing this, I'm going to say, what are your orders, ma'am?
She's like, she looks around there, and she's like, you know what? I'm sick of riding in a worm. And frankly, I think this mission is scrapped. Let's get our rocket back and get out of here.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to, I guess, go do whatever's right. Specific part of that is my part.
All right. What?
How much control over NPCs can I have, or effect can I have on them?
You can certainly make creative suggestions to command.
I'm thinking Jessica has just been exposed to a huge amount of synthesized mice aggression hormones.
Why?
Because I have a device on my heart that's injecting it into my heart.
Oh, wow. That is a deep rabbit hole.
I did not know this, by the way.
Oh, I see.
I hope I'm steering this story into an interesting direction for you all.
Well, remember that we only have one more session after this.
Yeah.
I feel
the unified one.
I feel like it's a little bit too deep of a rabbit hole for right now. However, I am. You have given me some interesting ideas, but we're going to. So you're pretty immobilized. Like you're awake. You can talk. You could try to like struggle around a little bit, but you really don't want to move. I mean, you're a mess right now. But your bleeding has stopped. You're in a lot less pain. You feel like you can breathe, albeit with like what feels like dramatically diminished lung capacity. Here's a hint: she ate his lung.
All right.
She can just, you know, she just like chewed it off.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, her acetic saliva like burned it closed. So mm-hmm. She's just like, you know what? This lung is a lost cause. I'm just gonna bite it off. Humans have two. I can see now the advantage of lungs. Because on the one hand, it's like this super weak spot. But on the other hand, they can breathe even if, like, you know, half their body gets cut off. That would ruin me. You know what's hilarious? Jessica can hear their whole conversation through the ground. But their whole conversation through the ground. But she can't understand it.
Oh!
She can sense your body language, though, and she's pretty pleased. He's like, hey, I think that the big one and the sexually frustrated one just, like, got really calmed down. They seem like they're in a good mood.
That might not be good. Badger!
So, Rocket, you are, you're back in, or you're still in, Valentina, and, your full dive is working fine, though there's her mechanical parts feel really weird, like it's like a dead limb. You don't have full sensory input from like, you know, anything that's a mechanized part. And he's like, oh wow, I can see why Starfish always wants more biological feedback, because these things are like, it's like my hands are asleep. You can do stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket, but you can't feel anything from it. I mean, I said you're not just going to, like, launch off, you know, tentative rockets.
No. I don't know. I was trying to get the mechs, make sure none of them got smashed in the vomit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some superficial dinging and damaging, but nothing that will show up on your sheets. You guys are actually, you're looking around and you're like, oh man, we're pretty close to the fist. Or we're pretty close to the fist's coordinates. I think we can we might be able to get there in maybe an hour, and that would be like if you just took off running right now in your mech,
mm-hmm.
you could almost certainly make it there in under an hour.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a temptation to you at all.
And then everybody else.
No. Well, okay. But you could inform someone of that. Because remember, no one else knows where you are. No one else has a sense of position besides the pilot.
What kind of radio chatter am I getting? I'm assuming your talk was off.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be in on the Marine channel either. So you actually don't really know anything about that whole conversation. As far as you're concerned, you got up and you looked around, and then there's the one guy like favoring his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other, Marine mm-hmm. and Rand like standing around talking to Badger.
I guess this isn't really a tense situation.
You can roll read a tense situation.
Okay. See if I can figure out what's going on. Nope. That's a 5.
Yeah, it's actually just read the room.
These are old sheets. I was about to say it's reading a social situation.
So okay. That's a 5. All right.
Do
you want to respect that one up?
Sure.
We got respect to burn here.
I only had one to burn.
I know.
At least one of you gained some respect earlier, even though it was a non-combat situation, because I had you roll do something gutsy. I think you did.
Oh yeah, I guess I would get respect.
Yeah, I don't know how you want to play this in terms of like not working. Did you put drinks in the fridge?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a beer in the fridge.
Could you do me a favor and lean back and grab one for me? I need something across my lung or across my throat.
Yeah, putting root beer in your lungs is probably not a good idea.
Maybe not your lungs.
Root beer fish.
Sounds delicious.
Does that say Happily Ever Raptor?
Yes!
That's so cute.
Isn't that adorable? Isn't that great?
That's great in so many ways.
I know.
Alright.
Right, so... Okay.
So I think I'm just like... I mean, I don't know what other badness you may visit upon me. But I'm oblivious to the situation because there's superficial damage to the mechs.
You respected it up, though, didn't you? Or did you choose not to?
No, I did. I did.
Okay. So you actually do get a question.
Switch back to the other side.
Oh, you can just hold the one. But wait, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
You hold one based on your question.
Right. What should I keep an eye on? Or who should know? What's about to happen?
You know that Rand and Badger have not exactly been seeing eye to eye for pretty much this whole mission. Because Rand is Strike's attack dog. Mm-hmm. And when, Strike says jump, Badger says why. And Rand says, because I'll shoot you if you don't. So they're giving each other this almost, not quite a smile, because it's a dire situation, but they're giving each other this look that makes you think something has just changed dramatically.
Hmm.
And it means that either Badger is suddenly 100% on board with the authority, or the authority is suddenly, or the authority is turning on command.
Hmm.
Or, sorry, not the authority is turning on command, or Rand is turning on the authority. Both are unthinkable. I feel like I'm finally hitting on some cylinders in the party in the strife category. Mm-hmm. It's funny because like everybody's on their own team.
Hey folks, everybody okay down there?
Talking to us?
Yeah, I'm just like loudspeaker.
Grant looks at you and is like, "How do we?" Looks at you and says, "How does she fit into this?"
Rocket?
Yeah.
And since you're on loudspeaker, I'm just yelling. Hey, everything is good. I think Strike 5 is going to be fine.
This doesn't look much like a hospital to me.
No, we didn't get there. We were thinking about it, but I don't think we're going to actually have to go there after all. We don't have to go do mice things.
So are you out of the...
No, I'm... Because you loudspeakered.
with the comm.
No, I'm doing
he did a physical loudspeaker on the
mic. Yeah, this isn't over a comm. This is just like outside.
I'm outside. No, I'm totally gone.
I'm gonna tell Rand. I think I trust her. She's been hanging out a lot with Starfish, though.
Why would you not trust me?
I'm not talking.
You can't
hear that.
You can't hear them if they whisper to each other. I mean, they're like right next to you. You can see their mouth, but like you can see that they are conversing with each other in a. Oh, that's right. He's full dive. She's full dive now.
Oh, okay.
So maybe she can hear, but you guys don't know that.
And I just accidentally gave it away.
Okay.
I don't particularly care.
They're like, shit. That thing's hearing is good.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your rank, Sergeant?
Chief Warrant Officer.
Okay, Warrant Officer, it's like this. The captain is out of commission, which puts me in command, and I'm exercising our option to abort. So we're going to fish our rocket out of the worm and take off. How do you feel about this?
Well, we've got about an hour jaunt to the location of the other squad, and last I heard, they had achieved the mission objective, but we're unable to depart. You don't think we have a chance of getting over there, getting it?
We're an hour away from Apollo's Fist.
If the readings I'm seeing are right, yeah, we've reached pretty close to their coordinates.
This changes things.
This is Strike 5. Sit rep.
Captain, you're alive. And awake.
I am. What's going on?
How is that possible?
What do you mean? Don't you know what happened?
No.
Don't you know what happened?
You know what, Captain? I'm going to go down there and I think we need to have this conversation face to face, sir.
Where's the lieutenant?
She looks at the moon. She's like, Bryce, is your arm broken? He's like, maybe. She's like, go sit with Thompson and Carlisle.
You know, Strike 5 sounds pretty fine to me.
We're going to take care of this rocket. Exactly. Don't worry about it. You should stand guard up here until we can extract all of our assets from the worm.
I see. I'm going to open up a private channel to Strike 5. Sir? Are you okay?
I'm recovering, Chief. What's going on?
What was her name again? Rand?
Rand.
I think Rand may have a... Rand had assumed control under the assumption you were incommunicated or...
Incapacitated.
I'm not sure that she is willing to recede command to you, though.
You know that there is no way Rand would... Like, you know, she is a true blue soldier. She will follow orders. There's no way that she would like... She would never go, like, power crazy. That is just not a thing she is capable of.
I'm going to attempt to connect with...
It does not occur to you...
No.
...that she... Oh, okay.
But I'm trying to connect with Rocket to see how sincere she is.
Okay.
This is going to be cute.
Oh!
It's an 8, and I'll spend my last respect to bump it up to a...
10.
10.
Woo-hoo. Oh, okay.
So...
Ask away.
I was looking right at it, now I can't even see it anymore. Okay,
take it now.
Oh, what are you feeling right now?
Confusion. And concern for the mission.
Okay. What happened back there?
There was a private conversation that they assumed I wasn't part of that sounded almost like mutiny. My ears.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's still mutiny. I thought mutiny was ship exclusive.
We've got a spaceship nearby. You can have a mutiny while you're not on it.
I think technically you're right now.
Yeah, I think it's just like insubordination or rebellion or other words. I think mutiny is specifically ships.
I think mutiny
is... It's probably unheard of in modern...
I suppose the closest thing would be...
Defection?
Well, no, mutiny.
If they were taking over
implies.
The worm, it would be mutiny.
Or, but if you're taking over command, that also is mutiny.
I think it is mutiny.
Yeah, mutiny is
he's rightfully taking over command, though. I don't know if that's still mutiny.
Maybe. Okay. Depends on your definition of rightfully.
I guess my final question is, what do you want most right now?
To get that damn piece we need and get the fuck out of here and not have to deal with all of this, like, gray issues.
Let me reflect on how I think. So you shot down completely that idea I had, or?
It's too deep a rabbit hole to go down right now. Your problem right now, to the extent, though your character doesn't fully realize it, is that you called full scrap, and now you're on the outside.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm not sure that you know that. In fact, let's see you wrap your head around it.
Okay. For what it's worth, I'm assuming I don't know this full scrap, which is why it seems like...
I thought everyone knew.
The Marines knew.
Yeah.
None of the... Nobody who was... Rand? Well, there you go.
But that's why it seems like mutiny to me, because I don't know that everybody's at full scrap.
Yeah.
I just, it sounds to me like you're going, oh, well, he's out of the picture. Oh, crap, he's back in the picture. Well, we'll have to talk to you personally. That sounds really fucking ominous from where Rocket's sitting.
Okay, well, you have, all right, you're this thing, you're just like, wait a minute. I just had a worm crawling around in my chest, and now I'm glued together with worm semen. I think Rand is coming here with bad intentions.
Okay.
Which is real, real bad, because at 100%, with a better gun, you're not sure you could take her. Hell, she probably had a shot at fighting Rocket in her mech.
What?
No, not a big shot, but like, you know, Little Mac versus Mike Tyson.
Strike.
What's
starfish?
What's going on?
I believe we're having mutiny.
From who? Wait, no. Badger.
Actually, I think it's Badger and the Marines.
The Marines?
No. Starfish. Or no, excuse me. Rocket.
Here.
What is your capability of getting to the Fist of Apollo on your own?
I could probably do it pretty well.
I think it's up to you to rendezvous with them and finish the mission.
Alright. You want me to leave the mechs on damage?
Leave.
Alright.
Are they coming in?
Starfish, I think this is where we say goodbye.
Well, no, wait. Are they coming in to meet us?
Not with good intentions.
You know, Jessica controls the shape of every chamber in the worm.
That's good. Get me to the drop pod.
Also, Strike, when do we need to get the drop pod to them to enable the extraction of material?
I forgot, do we know that they are...
Yes, you know that they're immobilized. The only way anyone's getting off this planet is with your drop pod.
Right. I don't mean move us. I mean move Rand. What happened when, I'll tell you what happened. When Rocket did certain things to certain innocent worm creatures. I'm trying to communicate that you have options. Sir,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Having extensively mapped, quote-unquote, the interior of this thing, and kind of figure out how it works, can I wrap my head around a problem to try to warn Rand about this, perhaps? That the worm is controlled by Jessica?
Yes.
On a, like...
You can wrap your head around the problem. Actually, you
basically
see...
Basically to figure that out.
That's not the problem. You don't need to roll anything. You know exactly how the inside of the worm works. You've gotten intimately familiar with that. What you are not sure about is whether Strike is wise. Because remember, you guys think, well, I don't know what you really think, but you know what Rand thinks, which is that Strike has gone native. And if you believe that, then you probably believe that Strike also knows how to control the worm and that it's not going to be easy to get through all that worm to get to him.
I'm going to try and connect with Starfish to read you, to see if... I sincerely believe that you are still on our side.
Okay.
Because right now I think Starfish is traitor. Rocket is mutinous.
I just saved your life.
Right. You remember you've already kind of gotten over that. So you've pretty much decided Starfish is the one you're sticking with. Badger is always shitting in your cereal. Starfish might be like a
upgraded from pissing in your cereal to shitting in it.
Let's just not both.
Well, I mean, you need something from
you. You think, like, wasn't your bond over Starfish? You were like, Starfish is a fuck up, but I believe, but I believe in his loyalty. So yeah. That's kind of where you are right now.
I forgot I had done that. Okay, then in this case, I'm gonna open a comm to everyone.
All right,
everyone. Here's what's going to happen. As of right now, everyone is going to disarm to Rocket, and we're going to have a meeting because some shit is going down right now that I'm going to fix.
Disarm to Rocket.
Everyone gives the guns to you.
And that's my manipulate check.
Ooh. I would like to interfere with that by speaking to Rand and saying...
Rand would like to interfere with that.
And well, that's just a six.
Well, basically, I'm not going to... I guess I don't need to interfere then. It's just a six.
Well...
Either way.
Would you like... Oh, you can assist me.
Oh, I can probably assist you, though.
Why can't Rocket assist?
But it'd be at zero.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could if you wanted.
Script.
Is that a respect being learned?
Yep. I mean, I got a nine, but... I don't want to open up myself up to anything.
Okay.
So that's just a
mass seduce and manipulate. That's
So if that bumped it up, I can try to interfere now, right?
Yes. Yes, you can.
So yeah, I'm gonna kind of whisper to Rand and say he wants us to disarm.
No, she can hear
it. No. I as in like emphasizing it. Like clearly something is not right in his head. 7, 8, 9.
Forgive me for cutting you off here, but Rand is all. You don't need to make Rand believe it any harder.
Well, okay.
She was just about to put on her comment and say, "Belay that order, Marines."
But she's doing that to interfere with the role. That's
but,
how.
But it's not Rand. You need to convince. It's everyone else. You need to.
Well,
convince.
I'm trying to convince them through Rand. Basically, I didn't want to just me start shouting on the comms.
Okay.
And I was just trying to flavor it through me speaking to Rand, and then because I knew Rand was going to speak on the comms.
Okay.
Is basically what that was.
Okay.
Is that okay? Do you want me to reflavor that?
No, you don't need to re-roll. You can go with the roll that you have.
Why does it reflavor it?
Yeah, well, I'm asking you to reflavor it because you can say a thing to Rand, but you already...
Okay.
You can do more impact here by going over... Because Rand says, belay that order, Marines. Captain Strike is not with the program. And then you can be like, it's true, he's gone mouse, or, you know, like...
Okay,
Because people would take your, like, you know, guys like Yukov and Reese, they would take your word over Rance, because she's just a Marine.
Okay, then,
but you're another pilot.
Then I'll just say that. Well, when she says blood order, I'll kind of...
So what does that bump you guys... That bumps you back down to a failure?
Yes.
No, it bumps it down to a...
does bump it back. I bumped it up to a mid.
Yeah, failure. Yeah, and started with a failure, bumped up to a mid, bumped down to a failure again.
Because you only got a 9, not a 10, unless you want to spend respect, you open yourself up.
Yeah, I don't give a
You may also suffer repercussions for getting involved.
Okay.
That's horrifically...
Wonder if he's late, right?
That's wildly appropriate for this situation.
Yep. That's why I'm not spinning that.
Well, Starfish, you can hear this whole conversation, so you basically know what's going on now. So Rand... Okay, remembering, of course, that Rand and Badger are on the surface and outside of their mechs.
Yeah.
Next to Rocket, who is in her mech. With 1.5 Marines.
Actually, I thought they'd already gone inside at this point.
Well, she ordered them to go inside, but that's when the conversation started, so I'm not sure that they would have just walked right into the... Heck, I'm not even sure the worm's mouth will open for them.
Starfish, can you have Jessica immobilize the Marines in here and get me outside with your help?
Absolutely, but you should know that, and I'm opening this up to both of you, they just gave an unambiguous order to... But I'm essentially saying that it's mutiny, yeah. Super.
Jessica's like, what's going on out there? Everybody's getting really, really nervous.
Those two females who are very, you know, the big one and the frustrated one.
I can tell the difference between male and female humans. They're all female outside. Oh, no, wait. No, I can't tell what that one is. But it's got a broken arm.
They're gonna try to fucking kill us, and we have our drop pod.
Well, screw that. I just won't let them in.
You know what? That's a good point. We can just go. We go to the Fist of Apollo.
Are we resubmerging?
I mean, we can. Do you want to do that?
Well, Starfish, you're losing me here. You're like having four conversations right now.
Okay.
I need to try and fix this situation.
Strike can't hear Jessica say we could submerge. Strike heard was you said, oh, do we want to do that?
Strike, Jessica...
Starfish, I need to address the situation before I can assess further.
They're going to try and kill everyone.
Starfish.
We could just go.
Starfish, follow your orders. I'm going to get in her face.
Get in her face while paralyzed on the ground. Listen like here, boy. Come over here. Get in my face. Like, come over here.
I'm not too intimidating because I rolled a 6 total.
But you know what? I like go up into your face so you can get into my face.
I imagine that I have some mobility. I mean, I'm not feeling.
You can't sit up. You cannot sit up.
I'm trying to do it through a force of will, and I rolled a 6. Yeah. I'm trying to force myself up, and I imagine something tears.
Oh, that's right. I get to hard move you now. I don't want to tear you open, though, because I'm sick of you, like, having to... I'm sick of you being, like, right on the edge of falling apart every scene.
You could just do damage, because even though he's basically dead, he's not actually damaged.
Yeah. You should be, like, hella damaged. Sorry, it didn't even occur to me that I could do damage out of combat as a hard move. Let's actually do some damage to you. So your torso is definitely damaged.
It's been damaged.
Okay. Oh, right, you took that torso damage.
I'm going to take left arm damage and maybe some head damage from blood loss.
I'm actually going to give you left arm, and I'm going to take out both your legs.
Oh, cool.
It's not that they're actually broken or anything. You just don't have the strength to stand. Your body is too weak right now. So all you got is your right arm and your head.
I'm not, you know, I'm just like... You're fucking... It's not working. They're going to come and they're going to kill us. And the Fist of Apollo is right there.
I hand you my sidearm. You can hold them off.
I have a right hand. I can't see anything.
Besides,
take my gun.
Rocket's outside in a mech.
I thought Rocket was going to go to the Fist. You just commanded her to do so.
No, I was seeing if she can make it to the Fist.
You did command.
Yeah,
and I do have severe blood loss. Right
now. And then I also pointed out immediately that me going over there wouldn't really do any good.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I can't make their ship fly away. Maybe I could.
So let's see, where are we? So yeah, so you're getting a gun proffered to you, which is neat and all, because it's like, have you ever even fired a gun?
I had to. I never was very good at it. I had people pass me through the... I'm an associate who got faked into being a scout by very, very nice, kind people at academies. So, I was good at one thing and
not
combat.
Yeah, like Feral Black.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, exclusively Feral Black. I'm pretty sure he fucked, like, half of my teachers.
It's funny because it's, like, nice and kind where he's, like, totally a psychopath.
Yeah. Strike. I'm gonna give the order that you would have given if you weren't dying of blood loss. Dive!
Like, here we go!
I guess I'll meet you at the Fist of Apollo.
You can probably run as fast as this thing can burrow. Right? Cause you're pretty fast. Aren't you actually fast? I know Freddy's
no,
fast.
No, I'm agile, temperamental, and responsive.
Alright.
Now.
I guess what I should do before I... Let's do this again. I'm going to give the order that you'd give if you weren't dying of blood loss. Rocket, if I open my mouth and let you in, they will come in and they will kill us. Can you run to the Fist of Apollo?
Sure, they won't be that far behind because they'll be able to take the other mechs.
Just run. It'll be chaotic. They won't know what's happening when we dive.
Okay.
All right. Dive!
Right. So the worm just kind of, like, grinds back into the ground and
I'm gonna smash between them so that they can't see.
Oh.
So the body goes...
Ah, okay.
So, like, you know, it's those train scenes and...
Yeah. Rand and her intact marine open fire on the worm's body.
It's not gonna do any good.
Little blue splashes of blood as, you know, their small damage happens to it, and then when it's gone, there's just smoke and fog everywhere.
How many Marines
or dust and fog
in the worm right now?
all but one.
Two.
I think, right?
No. It was Rand. Yeah, it was Rand and the two guys who were monitoring you in the mouth. So 13, but one of them's Carlisle and one of them's Thompson. So 11. And who is highest ranking among them? That is an interesting question. But I guess we'll deal with it later.
Lieutenant Arnold, maybe?
Arnold's not a Marine.
Oh, that's right.
I want to say Gage is the highest ranking at specialist.
I thought she was.
Arnold is also a lieutenant. She's actually would be the second person under. If Rand died, she'd be the third in the chain of command. But like, she's not a combat officer.
Right.
She's more of a bridge officer.
I want to say that Gage is the next highest ranking at the rank of corporal.
Okay. Oh no. Well, I actually had Gage as a private, but there can be a corporal in there somewhere.
Okay.
The private corporal.
Corporal named private?
Mm-hmm. As long as it's not a major named major.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll deal with that. We'll deal with that when we come to it. For right now, Jessica is just like, you know what? I'm just going to hold them. I can actually just keep everyone in that floaty room and just not let them out. If they start shooting, I'll strangle them.
There you go. The cops with them. Marines, as hard as it is to believe, Lieutenant Bryce has gone rogue. She attempts...
Lieutenant Rand.
Lieutenant Rand, wow. I know why I'm doing that. Because doesn't the Imp's helper, what's his name?
Imp's helper?
From the Game of Thrones?
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, you're thinking of Brienne.
Brienne, that's where I'm getting it, yeah. And I'm getting...
Oh yeah, she is a lot like Brienne
of Tarth, I suppose. I'm getting mixed up in there, too. Anyway.
All right, so you guys burrow into the ground.
I'm just going to try and make a manipulate.
You mean Braun?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Brienne is the...
Well, Brienne is the one who looks like Rand.
Yeah. Imp's helper is Braun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So many names. So
they begin with T-R-O.
Yeah. I got them about third season. I got all the names down.
She did have me to ask every, like, 30 seconds for the first season.
Anyway. That's true. Who's
that? Marines.
That's
hard to believe. Lieutenant Rand has gone rogue.
All right,
Badger.
Let's see the seduce and manipulate.
Oh,
it's a 9.
Can I assist?
Actually, no, it's a 10. Because I have no. Let's steal it. I have a +1 in.
Oh well. Well, that's actually still not so bad, because remember, they actually do what you say, they just hold one over on you for it, so, they're like, huh?
Can I assist and play back a snippet of their conversation that they thought they were having in secret?
Okay. Only because I generally tend towards allowing players to do things. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I don't feel strongly enough about it to take it away from you.
Well, that's an 8, so that'll bump him up, but I'll put myself up to repercussions, like maybe nobody talking anywhere near me ever again.
I know I'm not.
There's not enough campaign left for that to really come into play, but yeah, they're like, okay, sir, we're with you. Right, everybody? Yeah, aye.
We have no better options.
Yeah. Down in that room, Dr. Hukov, who's not on the comms, is like, you know, I think this worm could crush us to death at will.
Oh, Dr. Hukov.
Stanzi is over there, being like, I just want to turn some bolts. This is too much for me.
I thought we had about 2 more sessions.
No, this is our 5th.
Is it? I thought this was our 4th.
Will insisted that it was our 4th as well. I can show you my recording for 4 sessions that I had this morning.
This is our 5th.
We had 4 sessions.
Okay.
This is our 5th. The other party has had 6, but they had sort of 2 abbreviated sessions. Mm. So anyway, hang on a minute. I'm fast forwarding because something cool happens here. So you guys like burrow through until you get to the point and then you pop out of the ground. And there is the wreckage, such as it is, of the Fist of Apollo. It's standing. It's upright. It does not look like it's in very good shape, though. And, you guys punch out of the ground and Valentina comes running up pretty much right as you get there. So you've made it. You've reunited.
Hooray!
And we're done.
Woo!
Well, I thought that went pretty smooth.
That was so much fun. Oh my gosh.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.